Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. U.S. and U.K. flags are flying high as President Trump and the First Lady are welcomed to England by the royals, including King Charles and Queen Camilla.
When Donald Trump arrived at the U.S. ambassador's residence in London last night, he could hardly contain his excitement. He said the U.K. was a great place, a special place that warmed his heart. He said he was looking forward to meeting the king, who he said had been a friend of his for a long time.
The BBC's James Landale says Windsor Castle provides a backdrop for day one of the president's visit. After a day of royal pomp, Mr. Trump will hold talks tomorrow with Prime Minister Starmer, who will tout a new multi-billion-dollar UK-US tech deal. Charlie Kirk's accused assassin faces seven charges, including aggravated murder. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson had his first court appearance yesterday.
County Attorney Jeff Gray outlining evidence, including a text message confession to the suspect's partner and a note saying he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices and was going to take it.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
The charges mean the 22-year-old could face the death penalty. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI director says the Bureau finally has its priorities back in order.
Under this administration, the FBI has arrested more than 23,000 violent criminals. That's more than twice for the same time period from last year alone. 23,000, more than twice from the same time period last year.
FBI Chief Cash Patel before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ahead of today's Fed announcement on interest rates, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures 13 points higher, while the Nasdaq futures are down 5.5 points, and the S&P futures are flat. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good hump day morning, Wednesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. We've had some rain this morning, and with that, at least in the last 45 minutes or so, we had several accidents on the interstate. We're down to the last one clearing southbound 83, the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway. So it's a little better now. It was backed up beyond Timonium Road. It's still slow right at the ramp to the Beltway to head west over to the JFX. I think most of it's gone, but there might still be a trooper in that area, so that's the reason for the slowdown. We have some wires down. Apparently a tree or a pole fell down Mace Avenue at Essex Avenue in Essex. Local traffic there is blocked off. City police just pulling up to a wreck southwest side at Wilkins Avenue at Monroe Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. On and off showers will continue today. Cloudy, breezy, and still cool too, with highs in the upper 60s. Some leftover showers will continue tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. We are drying things out tomorrow with decreasing clouds on Thursday and highs back in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 61 degrees. Pikesville, 59. Rain in both locations. Drizzle, at least. Good morning. It's 6:04. Emperor Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore County Police investigating a homicide in Timonium. Officers were called to the 1200 block of Oakcraft Drive at around 8:30 Monday night. When they arrived, they found a woman with apparent trauma to the upper body. 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information that could help in the investigation asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. 19-year-old Alexis Kensel Soto has been found guilty in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. A jury convicted Kensel Soto of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, attempted first-degree murder, and firearms charges. Cameron Holt was shot, and she died nearly 2 weeks after the October 2024 shootout that also injured a man. Kensel Soto will be sentenced to on December 3rd. Deshaun Clark and Devontae Richardson also charged in the case. Their trial is expected to begin next month. The man convicted of stabbing an East Baltimore Medical Center employee in June of 2024 has been sentenced. Earlier this year, 37-year-old Brian Cherry was found guilty of attempted first-degree murder for the attack that injured the employee. And Tuesday, he was sentenced to life with all but 40 years suspended. Cherry is also facing murder charges in the deaths of 29-year-old Autumn Harvey and her 75-year-old grandmother, Iona Sellers, in their Middle River home 2 weeks after the initial stabbing. It's 606 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 108. Pick 4, 7791. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five. High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Beavers in Pasayo for the Birds are back at it again.
Pasayo drills one down the line. It will tuck inside the pole. A Pasayo bomb to right. 420 majestic feet.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Samuel Bisaya with the key blast last night. Not to be outdone, though, by his partner, Dylan Beavers, with a triple and a home run as the Birds build an 8-2 lead and hold on for an 8-7 win against the White Sox. The win, though, comes as a backdrop to the official elimination for the Birds' postseason chances, an issue addressed by manager Mancelino in the postgame.
They're not happy. You go through, like, the core group in there. They are miserable right now. This has been a complete failure in a lot of ways that we're at this point, that we are being eliminated from the playoffs, and there is a lot of motivation going forward, I promise you that.
Ravens hit the practice field this morning in Owings Mills as they prepare for a Monday night encounter with the Lions. All eyes will be on Isaiah Likely and his potential return for Game 3 of the season. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL declares Tom Brady clean as a whistle. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM at Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Hump Day Wednesday, September the 17th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program in this hour, Sheriff Giller going after Jazzy Crockett over what she said about Kayla Hamilton. And also take a look at Victor Davis Hanson. Stop with all this, you know, Charlie Kirk died. He was politically assassinated. And top story here today, Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin, the killer, was charged yesterday by Utah officials and appeared in court. Jeffrey Gray, the district attorney for that part of Utah, announced seven counts, including count one.
Count one, aggravated murder, a capital offense for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others.
In a lengthy press conference, he went into great detail, probably more than he should have, because there are some who are saying that this will immediately cause a change of venue request. But he wanted the public to know that they do have evidence, lots of it, including DNA on the trigger.
DNA consistent with Robinson was found on the rifle's trigger.
On the trigger, wow. On the shell casings, on the rifle, on the towel that was used to conceal the rifle. It was everywhere, in spite of the killer's insistence that he, except for the rifle, he didn't leave any evidence. Gray also said they were filing because it was aggravated murder, and he put risk in others because there were other people's in the, people rather than the path of the bullet.
Yeah.
And that is an aggravated circumstance making you eligible for the death penalty.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney.
And that just ratchets up the, you know, the automatic appeals and the change of venue and the rest of that stuff. But I thought the interesting thing really was the most damning evidence was the text exchange between the alleged killer and his trans whatever
the group
partner, the roommate specifically,
yeah.
Because the roommate said September the 10th he received a text message from the killer, "Drop what you are doing, look under my keyboard." And then when he did, he found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it," end of quote. That's malice aforethought.
Yeah.
That is a premeditated act.
Yeah. One of the things that I'm a little unclear of the law on this, if he's said, "Yes, I did it," which I believe he has, when he turned himself
he said it in this text exchange, "You weren't the one who did it. This is the roommate. You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson says, "I am. I'm sorry." So he confessed he's the one that did it in this text exchange with his roommate.
But when he turned himself in, when Robinson turned himself in, did he admit guilt?
He admitted guilt at that point, I guess, through the Washington County deputy sheriff, who was a friend of the family, but now he's not cooperating. There's no official confession once he was starting to be a question.
That's the alleged.
Yes.
Still.
Got
it. All right.
So.
Confused on that. 6:13, good morning, folks. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. The man who has his finger on the pulse of the traffic every single morning. And mostly it goes vroom, 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 vroom. Chuck Whitaker.
Make me sound like a motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was more like a backfiring old Chevy, but that's okay.
That's the way to go, Bruce. Thank you so much. We had a number of problems early. 5:30 this morning, we had wrecks all over the place with the rain, but it was raining pretty hard then. Kind of settled down once again, but the roadway conditions are wet, and we need to be prepared. 83 is a little bit slow yet, coming south from Timonium Road down to the Beltway. That was the last area that it was slow because the wreck had been on the ramp to the outer loop. All of that is gone, but just watch your speed there. Do the same thing on any ramp. Inner loop to northbound 83, anywhere on the JFX, the roads are wet. You could have a potential problem. Wires down in Essex this morning. Local issue, Mace Avenue at Essex Avenue. There's a wreck in the city at Wilkins Avenue at Monroe over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, showers on and off throughout the day and tonight. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and breezy. Temperatures in the upper 60s, low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, we dry out back up to the low 80s. Right now, drizzling in 65 in Annapolis and some light rain 61 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Tom Brady announced he will return to playing football.
No kidding. Really?
He'll participate in a flag football competition next year in Saudi Arabia. Flag football allows for the quarterback to really air it out. We know how much Tom Brady loves letting the air out of things. Footballs.
Oh,
little Bucks fan.
I feel a little deflated now.
Yeah, you should be deflated.
Thank you. What do you think I am? Thanksgiving Day Parade Balloon?
I know, you're overmodulated this
really?
Morning.
You're really.
Right, let me, no, let's do this.
Yeah.
Any better there?
Good. Let me hear you again.
How about now?
That's better.
Yeah, a bit better. Yeah.
All right, I backed it down a little bit more.
Okay. Oh, that's better.
Yeah, much better.
Much better.
Much better. Now, what can you do about the content?
How about this? How about this?
Read between the lines, huh?
Charlie Sheen says that Bill Clinton, the governor of Arkansas, tried to hit on his girlfriend back in the 80s.
Yes.
That's a true sign that Charlie Sheen is sober, because now he's saying things that make sense and are totally believable. Bill apparently offered him a bunch of cigars, too.
Yes.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has renewed her call for a national divorce where America would separate into red and blue states. Apparently it would be amicable. People from red states would be allowed to visit the ocean on the left coast once every other weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah. President Trump has filed a $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Slimes for defamation and libel. I throw in media malpractice there as well. He's been winning all these suits. Yep. It's ABC.
Yeah, wins every one of them.
CBS. He hasn't lost yet.
No.
Scientists have discovered the world's oldest mummies, and they're not in Egypt, but rather in China.
Hmm.
Except one of the mummies looks remarkably like Joe Biden.
Oh.
First it was Joe and Lai, now there's Joe Biden. By the way, it's Constitution Day. We're going to get to that here in just a second. What is your favorite amendment in the U.S. Constitution?
First?
Mine's the second, because I think it enforces the rest of the amendments.
Yeah.
Without it, we wouldn't. The rest of the amendments would be gone. That's already. Right. Do you have a favorite amendment, Chuck?
I think the repeal of prohibition. Just my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that's the fifth. No, that's different. Never mind.
We lost legendary actor Robert Redford yesterday, who passed away in his sleep in Utah at the age of 89. One of my favorite movies, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, here is the big scene from that movie.
Well, the way I figure it, we can either fight or give. If we give, we go to jail.
I've been there already.
No, we'll jump.
Like hell we will.
Well, we got to, otherwise we're dead.
Get away from me.
Why?
I want to fight him.
All right, I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford. President Trump said yesterday that he was a great actor and that he was probably one of the hottest. He had a hot run there for a while.
Oh,
he had a bunch of great movies for about a decade or so. He was the hottest thing in Hollywood.
He certainly was.
And, of course, he went on to name his film a motion picture company after the Sundance and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And he gave voice to a lot of independent filmmakers that didn't get the big Hollywood contract. So kind of stayed out of the life. Yes, he was, he was liberal and he had his causes and so on and so forth. But I just thought he was always respectable.
Yes. Yeah.
He never was obnoxious.
Yeah, never obnoxious about it. Never really got into any major controversies or scandals.
Right. Would that be why he never did Traffic?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you saying obnoxious and Traffic are the same thing?
No, not at all, Chuck.
Okay. Yeah.
We would never say that about you.
I'm really writing your name down, Bruce.
You're capable of that? Wow.
Oh, man. It's early, folks.
6:18, and it's no good. Well, no,
the talons are out.
No, they're not.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right, see you.
6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. So we're talking about this text exchange here this morning between the Kirk killer, alleged killer, and the roommate.
So we have malice aforethought. We have a confession. You weren't the one who did it, right? I am. I'm sorry. I thought they caught the person. No, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle from the drop point. So all through this text exchange, he's worried about the rifle. This is his grandfather's rifle. And the roommate goes, why? And Robinson, why did I do it? Roommate, yeah. Robinson, I had enough of his hatred, meaning Charlie Kirk's. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. So there again, there's the motive.
Yep.
All right, the motive is he thought Kirk was his political views, his opinions on trans and so on and so forth. And let's not forget, he was in a relationship with a biological male who was transitioning to female. I don't know whether that makes him gay or what, but it's something.
That's the whole confusion.
All right, so there's the motive. And then the roommate says, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. So there is, again, a premeditated thought. He also said, remember how I was engraving bullets? So this implies that the roommate knew that he was engraving bullets. The effing messages are mostly a big meme. If I see notices bulge, oh, whoa, on Fox News, I might have a stroke. And so it appears that he was, now, I don't know if the roommate saw what the messages were. He might have just saw him writing something on a bullet, which is bizarre behavior. And you would think somebody would have blown the whistle then. But some very damning evidence against the Kirk killer that was revealed yesterday. And these are just the facts, folks. These are not, they have more. They've got a lot more evidence, and we'll see that eventually at trial. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Thanks, John. Listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. The temperatures are up and down and up and down. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Have them take a look at your system before winter strikes, folks. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical needs and HVAC solutions. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Winter of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're going to be busy with the rain in the area and the Newark now. BW Parkway southbound, the report is after the airport cutoff and before the ramp at Route 100. So definitely heads up in that area. We have recovered from the earlier problems southbound 83 on the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway. Most of that backup now is gone. Starting to see some brake lights and getting busy. Now southbound at both the harbor tunnels, the west side outer loop delay already there, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, a messy Wednesday day. It's going to be wet, showers on and off all day tonight, otherwise cloudy, breezy, and temps in the upper 60s. And right now we are right there, 60 in Pikesville, a little cooler, 59 with rain in Reisterstown. We're talking about the press conference held yesterday by Jeff Gray, who is the district attorney for that part of Utah that brought these charges against the alleged Kirk killer. Again, pretty damning. DNA evidence, confessions, motive, premeditation. And then as to the obstruction of justice, we find out he told him to delete this exchange.
Yeah.
And he also said, do not talk to anybody or answer any questions. Lawyer up. If they come knocking at your door. So there was an attempt to intimidate a witness. There was obstruction of justice, 7 counts total in that. And then there was something really bizarre that happened yesterday at ABC. One of their anchors was filing a report from Utah, and this is typical of the state-run drive-by media and how they romanticize and try to dilute some of the sting of this story. Listen to what this anchor, how he described this text exchange.
We have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate, who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was, you know, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference, David.
It was tough.
Yeah, wow. we could almost...
A lifetime movie for you, folks.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It might even be eligible for Hallmark at that point.
Yeah.
You know, so there is, you know, again, this is what the media does. They're reprehensible. They are disgusting and despicable. Just stick to the facts, man. Mm-hmm. I don't want your opinions. I begin to wonder about the reporter. Maybe the reporter had feelings for the killer or the roommate and couldn't repress them.
That's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, it's just off.
Where, why, how. That's all.
That's it. Stop editorializing or injecting your own opinion on how touching this was. I think what was what's touching is watching Erica Kirk hovering over the casket of her then assassinated husband, kissing his hands and telling him, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Watching their children. That's what's touching, not some trans furry that is exchanging text with the alleged killer over, you know, how was pulled off, how they did it, how they were going to hide this and do this. I mean, I think this is just appalling for any network. That guy should never be allowed to cover another story like that again.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre to think that that's the direction in which you take a report. And again, the inclination for reporters to inject their own point of view is something that's not brand new, but it almost always tilts in one direction. And that's what is kind of interesting to observe. It's almost always what a romantic figure this guy who assassinated a thought leader in politics was. I mean, it was just so touching the love between him and his boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever they are.
This is part of the media complex in which, I guess you saw yesterday, the state terrorism charges were dropped against Luigi Mangione, assuming he'll now just face life in without parole he'll actually get parole, not life without parole. I'm sorry, when they drop the terrorism charges, that means they cannot impose a life without parole sentence. So now he can get on a second degree murder charge, 25 years to life.
Yeah.
But you saw outside the courtroom yesterday, the people wearing the Luigi hats, cheering. And so on and so forth. Now, he still faces a federal charge as well, but as to the state charge, it was, a minor win yesterday for Luigi and his defense attorneys. Not so much that, but the crowd of people that were gathered outside the courtroom yesterday, and with the free Luigi t-shirts and the Luigi hats and things of that nature. This is what happens when you romanticize people that commit heinous acts,
yeah,
allegedly. So I just think that this is where we are today, and it is so sad that the fabric of our society is torn. Now, whether it's irreparably torn, I don't know. I'm hoping and praying that it's not.
I'm pessimistic, but I understand your point of view. I think, unfortunately, that we're halfway down right now, down the spiral. And I think that recovering it, when you have the percentages, we'll talk about this later, the percentages of liberals who are perfectly okay with using assassination to remove one's political opponents, it's a scary number. And I think that indicates the direction of the country.
All right, coming up next, Victor Davis Hanson weighs in on, yes, indeed, Charlie Kirk was a victim of political assassination. It's 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The man convicted of stabbing an East Baltimore Medical Center employee in June of 2024 has been sentenced. Earlier this year, 37-year-old Brian Cherry was found guilty of attempted first-degree murder for the attack that injured the employee, and Tuesday, he was sentenced to life with all but 40 years suspended. Cherry is also facing murder charges in the deaths of 29-year-old Autumn Harvey and her 75-year-old grandmother, Iona Sellers, in their Middle River home 2 weeks after this initial stabbing. He's also a suspect in the July 2024 murder of 38-year-old Sierra Johnson. Cherry's trial for the Middle River murders is scheduled to begin in October. A court appearance in Johnson's killing is set for November. Baltimore County Police asking for the public's help to identify 4 burglary suspects. Police say surveillance video shows the suspects entering a home in the 100 block of York Road in Towson on September 12th. Anyone who can identify the suspects is asked to please call the police. There's a cash reward of $8,000 for information on the July murder of a woman in West Baltimore. Homicide detectives asking for any information that could lead to the person who shot and killed Kayla Williams on the night of July 22nd in the 1100 block of Mount Holly Street. Anyone with information on a suspect or the circumstances that led to the shooting is asked to please contact the police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The Maryland AG's office will not bring charges in a deadly officer-involved shooting in Charles County. Police shot and killed Jordan Keith Proctor in December of 2024 as officers were investigating a kidnapping and sexual assault in White Plains. Proctor allegedly refused to surrender to police after he was found inside a garage of a home on Tottenham Drive. Officers fired at Proctor after he took a shooting stance. Proctor was charged with the gunpoint rape of his house cleaner in August 2024, was released from custody after agreeing to wear an electronic monitor. 6:32 on WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3, lottery number 108. Pick 4, 7791. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop on the west side is slowing again, coming up from Route 40 towards Security Boulevard and I-70. So it looks like there may be something. And unfortunately, the camera at Dogwood Road is not working. I'm looking at the camera at I-70, which is going in and out. We're backed up from 70 back towards Route 40 West. And then up at Liberty Road, there's not a whole lot of traffic there. So the problem would be between I-70 and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. But with the camera out at Dogwood Road, we are not going to be able to see it. Maybe Chart can turn the camera at Liberty Road down to the south, and maybe we'll get a peek, see which lane that they're in. Had a report of a minor wreck, BW Parkway southbound, just after the airport cutoff. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. On and off showers will continue today. Cloudy, breezy, and still cool too, with highs in the upper 60s. Some leftover showers will continue tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. We are drying things out tomorrow with decreasing clouds on Thursday and highs back in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. South side of Chicago last night, a happy place for Dylan Beavers.
Dylan Beavers on 2-0. A moon ball to right field. A high arcing rainbow that will get out of here. Beavers blasts one past the bullpen. And the Orioles have their second two-run homer of the night. Basile and Beavers, the young Bash brothers on the south side.
That's a Beaver Cleaver.
Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald had the call, and he called them Beaver Cleaver. How about that?
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley.
Can't forget Barbara Billingsley, of course. Beaver with the home run and his first major league triple last night. Sam Basile with a 420-foot blast of his own as the young Bashers led the O's to the 8-7 win last night, a win the bullpen almost blew in the eighth inning. After the game, manager Mancelino, despite the O's being officially eliminated yesterday, on what this team has accomplished of late.
Got rid of half the team on the trade deadline, and we've played one of the toughest schedules in baseball since, and we probably played close to 500 baseball with a lot of guys that we're in Norfolk for most of the year. So I think that in and of itself speaks plenty of volumes for what we're doing.
Daytime baseball for you today as the O's go for the sweep at 2:10 this afternoon. Ravens news, team working wide receiver Tez Walker into the offense. Walker seeing a marked increase in his offensive snaps week over week and cashed in for two touchdowns last week against the Browns. His biggest fan is DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm one of his biggest fans, so I was overjoyed for that.
NFL clear Tom Brady of any wrongdoing. Brady, the part owner of the Raiders and Fox NFL lead analyst, spotted Monday night with headsets on in the coach's booth during the Raiders-Chargers game. NFL says nothing to see here. You can just move along. Meanwhile, former Ravens tight end Shannon Sharp, extremely critical of Browns quarterback Joe Flacco over his play in the Browns-Ravens game on Sunday. His podcast called Nightcap, co-hosted by Chad Ochocinco.
Until you get a quarterback, this is what you're going to be resigned to. I can just imagine how Cleveland receivers feeling. It's tough to continuously run routes, try to get open, and you're like, pfft. And I feel bad for the Browns fans.
I don't until Art Modell gets into the Hall of Fame. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the natural passes away.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
I heard you guys talking about Robert Redford, obviously passing away at the age of 89. The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, many, many more. Of course, the baseball iconic movie, The Natural.
Roy! Come here!
Hey, hustle it up!
Let me see that bat.
the iconic scene of him in batting practice, of course. I don't know if it's the greatest baseball movie of all time. I certainly love
that's
the
a
ending.
Good one.
It's a terrific movie.
It is a good movie.
And so that's his contribution there. And by the way, fans may not know this, a lifelong Red Sox fan.
Is that right?
Yes.
I never
lifelong
knew
Red Sox fan. I don't know if he's from New England or not. I got to check that, but yeah.
Yeah. That would make some sense.
Sporting a Red Sox cat many
Give
times.
Give us an update. Grandbaby watch.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Was admitted last night.
Okay.
So checking the phone constantly. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Okay.
But hopefully everything is all well.
All right. Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 before the hour, 7 o'clock, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
My favorite, one of the two favorites of Redford, the Natural and The Sting.
Yeah. They were both great.
Yeah. I love Butch Cassidy. Yeah.
Yeah. Butch Cassidy had some great scenes in it overall. Yeah. It may not be.
I thought the scene was incredibly clever.
Then he had some, the ladies love Barefoot in the Park.
Yeah.
And also The Way We Were, which was with Barbra Streisand as well.
6:39 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I should leave the singing to someplace else.
Elvis Presley is alive.
She's drunk and evil.
Nancy the Nipper, she's ruthless and sly, with her dentures rattling and a gleam in her eye. She kicked Joe out with her old friend Chuck. Nancy the Nipper, she don't give a f-
Well, I'll tell you, folks, it's fascinating to see Nancy Pelosi bob and weave right now following the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
We just have to change the rhetorical nature of our debate.
We just have to change the rhetorical nature of our debate. Does that mean, perhaps, that those of you on the left might stop calling everybody on the right fascists, might stop comparing President Trump to Hitler, might stop the hate? No, I don't think so, because after all, you say that stuff, but it's not your fault something happens.
Mention of saying something that's going to lead to something dangerous, but we cannot take responsibility for the minds that are out there and how they hear it.
Yeah, oh, of course, look, to a degree, I think you're right. You can't take responsibility if somebody mishears you or misinterprets you, but there has been a pattern in the Democrat Party of trying to demonize Republicans. This is not brand new with Donald Trump. You had people calling George W. Bush Hitler. I mean, this is one of the go-tos for the Democrats. It's got to stop because, you know, there are 12 million dead souls because of Hitler during World War II. We don't see anything like that here. We don't see anything like that here.
I would say this. I think that, you know, again, with the being elected leader comes some responsibility.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, you and others like you repeatedly have referred to a Bush, Reagan, Donald Trump as Hitler, fascist, existential threat to democracy, danger to democracy, and even presidents, Obama and Biden also ginned up the masses over that. So, yeah, when you are people, you know, that respect you, that voted for you, that think whatever you say is the gospel truth, when you say stuff like that, they're going to take it seriously. And there are most people who are rational aren't going to act on it. But there are a lot of people that are on the margins.
Right.
People who have mental illness. People who can't really process what is a responsible comment or not. And they're the ones that we're seeing that are out there committing these acts of political violence. So they do bear some responsibility.
Now, there's a trend, by the way, within the Democrat Party of saying he wasn't assassinated. He was like hurt really badly. No, he was assassinated.
It was a political assassination because when you think of people under the age of 35 on the conservative side who combine photogenic ability to speak to people without notes, to do a podcast, to have the administrative skill, you create from scratch a huge organization, to be political savvy and to know which states to go in and how to approach the electorate to help the conservatives. And you put all that together, he is irreplaceable. He really is. I can't think of anybody who could do that.
No,
God, that was annoying music, whatever that
was. Yeah. Well, that's just, I guess that's music? What music? I didn't hear a thing, Sean.
Whatever that backtrack was.
It's Victor Davis Hanson with his own backing track there. It's like, you know, talking to the slow jam back on the late night TV thing.
That's like slow jam in the traffic.
Slow jam in the traffic. Yes. Matter of fact, let's do that right now. 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time to slow jam the traffic with C. Cuck Whitaker.
Maybe you should do toe jam.
That's football. That's different.
Okay. That's what happened to Joe Burrow.
Toe jam. Exactly right.
The inner loop of the Beltway, a little better now coming up to I-70. There was another broken down vehicle in there between I-70 and the bridge at Winter Mill Road. So the pace, a little bit better now. The outer loop, of course, reacting to the wet streets. Just the normal heavy traffic, 795.
down through Frederick Road, and then you're on your way down to 95. The Parkville side has filled in now before Hartford Road. That's going to back up eventually back towards Bel Air Road. BW Parkway had the wreck southbound after the airport cutoff. It was crowding the left-hand lane. Both the tunnels now in the neighborhood, maybe 15 minutes plus on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 weather authority forecast. It's going to be cloudy with showers on and off throughout the day and tonight. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, upper 60s for the high today. And right now, we're looking at a little bit on the chilly side. It is 62 Middle River and 66 in Stevensville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Johnson. It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king, especially the Burger King. All right. Ciabatta dippers are back at the Panera for a limited time nationwide.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. Where you can do the French dipper, the chicken pesto dipper, as Chuck is known, the double dipper.
Ah. Nice. Yes. That's nice.
Yeah. Don't double dip the chips, man.
Krispy Kreme returning to fairs with inspiration, you know, the fall state fairs and stuff. Cotton candy donut, the cream puff donut. The blue ribbon,
Bruce.
Yeah, the blue ribbon apple pie donut, and the caramel churro donut available now at participating.
Another one named after Bruce.
No, that was the caramel bureau donut.
Yeah,
pizza Doritos are back thanks to the Stranger Things on Netflix. They have a collaboration, pizza and cool ranch on the Doritos. So if you like the pizza Doritos, they are back. A new spot for Tawny Town. This is how exciting things are in Tawny Town. They've got a new spot opening up. It's a new Taco Bell location, maybe coming to Carroll County.
Wow, man.
Boy.
The Tawny Town Planning Commission is going to review the site plan for a 2,000 square foot Taco Bell on East Ballmer Street later this month. So exciting times in Tawny Town where they got a new Taco Bell on the horizon.
Somebody ran into the Bob Evans the other day. I see in Westminster.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, drove right in.
Wow.
Did they have a drive in?
They do now.
Yes.
Raising Cane's made its Hartford County debut this week, officially opening its first location in Bel Air on Baltimore Pike. And there were lots of excited fans on him for that. Basically, all they do is chicken fingers. That's it.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. Just chicken fingers.
Huh.
And, of course, they got the Cane's signature hot and fresh box combos. They are building one as we speak on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. No word yet on when that is scheduled to open.
That bothers me a bit because I think of all those chickens out there who can't dial a telephone now.
Yeah.
Mm. It's troublesome.
They're now hopping because they can't claw.
That's right.
Their way.
Oh, nice.
They're Kanga chickens is what they are.
Kanga chickens.
Do they have a pouch?
They do now.
That's where you put the bones when you're done.
There are several lines have crossed my mind, but I've decided discretion is the better part of valor.
Come on, you got the button. Just say it. The people down the line here.
You live for that, don't you?
I do.
You do.
Because I get all, as soon as I say something, it goes beep, everybody down line goes, oh, Chuck, that was fantastic.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right, see you.
647 410 922 6680, rather, is the number 1-800-WCBM-6680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. But again, you're going to hear a little bit later on in the show. Yesterday, Eric Schmidt, during the Cash Patel hearings, which, again, a waste of time.
Dog and pony show.
It's Kabuki Theater. It's all they do is they appeal to their base. They raise money off of it. It was a shouting match between Shifty Schiff. I can't believe he hasn't been stripped of his committee assignments.
Yeah.
He's a liar. He never produced any evidence about Russia, Russia, Russia. And John Thune is a weakling for not stripping this guy of his committee assignments. And, again, it's up to the voters of California. If you want want to put a dunderhead like Schiff in office, that's on you. But he should not be sitting on important committees.
No.
Anyway, you're going to hear that he goes chapter and verse over for about 2 minutes on all the gaslighting that the left is doing now, this both-sidism, the whataboutism, as we talk about. Yeah. And look, any...
False moral equivalency.
Any elected official, Gabby Giffords was shot in the face. That is horrific. It was unacceptable. We should not be tolerating this stuff. But here's the difference, is that I think that the left needs to remove these individuals from their... Tell them you're persona non grata. You are not welcome in this party, and we will ostracize you. Out you go.
Yeah.
Instead, we get the obligatory, they make fun of Republicans for saying thoughts and prayers. Well, maybe we can turn the worm and saying this, we condemn, and this is unacceptable, and this will not be tolerated. Yet you do tolerate it. You do tolerate it. There are so many left-wing groups. You'll hear one coming up a little bit later on called the Armed Queers. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever heard of this group. Have you? Have you ever heard of the group?
No.
Krista, have you heard of the group? No. First time I've ever heard of the group. They're based out of Salt Lake City, and they may have played a role. They're currently under investigation. So you need to... Antifa, we all know about. Mm-hmm. Why is Antifa allowed to continue to operate?
That's a big question. They are a terrorist organization within this country.
Well, the president the other day said he's going to designate them a domestic terrorist organization. But why has the Justice Department? We understand under Biden they were probably friendlies, but in previous, Antifa's been around a long time. Why did the Bush administration tolerate them? Why did Donald Trump in his first term not get rid of Antifa? Maybe it was because the attorney general wasn't cooperating. Maybe he wanted to get rid of him, but he was so overwhelmed with fending off lawfare and impeachments and so on and so forth. So that's a good question. Why are we tolerating Antifa in any way, shape, or form? They're violent, and they exist in this country, and they should be eradicated. 6:50 and the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, one of our listeners, Marty, has weighed in on the Double Dipper moniker that we just named Chuck. He says, but Chuck will never be a skinny dipper. Thank you, Marty, for that.
Marty, mind your business.
653.
Traffic weather. Another wise ass heard from.
Here he is, Double Dipper Johnson.
Okay. Northbound 890. I'm going to hold back now. Northbound 895. Looks like there may have been a minor wreck as you're coming up just north of the Steel Bridge and into the Toll Plaza area at 895. They're moving again, and the traffic back at Shell Road. Poteet Street is also moving again. So it was a minor incident, but it looks like we got traffic still into that split as you come into the plaza. A couple lanes to the right, a couple of lanes to the left, and with the rain, just aggravating that. I don't think there's any problem now on the north end coming out of the tunnel, and I don't see the vehicles there. So it looks like all of that is cleared. The southbound traffic now is already building very quickly for that traffic moving south on 895 from the Erdman Avenue ramp. We're going to start to see some brake lights on 95 south heading to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, beginning to back up now towards the ramp at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, showers on and off throughout the day today, otherwise cloudy, breezy, and we'll be in the upper 60s tonight, the low 60s, and then we start to dry out and warm up in the low 80s Friday and Saturday. Right now, it's a light rain, 61 in Parkville. It is 63 and cloudy in Pasadena. Earlier in the week, or last week, we played you a soundbite from Jazzy Crockett, the soon-to-be ex-rep of Texas, because she's been redistricted out of her seat, and she had some unkind things to say about just absolutely off the off the charts on Kayla Hamilton, who was the young woman that was murdered by an illegal MS-13 gangbanger here in the state of Maryland. Here's what she said in full context, and she was. They were discussing it was the Epstein files. That was the topic of the day in du jour in Congress. And here's what she said about that.
You take a situation and then you exploit what has happened to not only that person, but you exploit those families and you make it a game. Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Yep,
Kayla Hamilton was raped and murdered. In Aberdeen, 2022, Walter Javier Martinez pleaded guilty, sentenced to 70 years in prison. If we had any cojones in the state, we'd have put him to death. He was from El Salvador, entered the U.S. illegally just months before he murdered Kayla. Along with having a criminal record, he was also a member of MS-13. He was in the United States in the unaccompanied alien child status, which is reserved for minors with no lawful immigration status, no parent or legal guardian to provide care or physical custody. He is a vermin and should be removed. Kayla's mom, Tammy Nobles, who's been a guest in the past on this program, reacted to Jazzy Crockett's statement.
I was really furious. No murder victim is a random person. She had a life. She was a real person. She had hopes. She had dreams. And this monster that shouldn't have even been here in the first place, you know, took her life.
Yep.
Absolute monster. She's absolutely right about that. And Tammy Nobles continues, and God bless her, for her bravery and for her courage to keep Kayla's name alive. And hopefully this never happens to anybody else again. Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, who was, again, part of the investigation and not only bringing the Kayla's murder to justice, but also Rachel Morin's murder, he reacted to Crockett's statement.
But for someone who sits in Congress and at any level of elected office who feels so dismissive of her life or any other crime victim's life, we have so many people across this country daily who lose their lives to act of violence, to be so dismissive of that act is just reprehensible. I mean, maybe she's just a random woman from Texas. And, you know, if the Speaker of the House, when he calls on her that way, if he uses that way instead of the normal way of addressing a member of Congress, maybe it'll get through her head that what she did was not proper or caring in any way.
No, not at all.
And what was proposed here was the Kayla Hamilton Act. It would require the Department of Health and Human Services to consider additional information when it makes placement determinations for unaccompanied alien children in custody. You know what the Biden regime did. Anywhere from 325 to 500,000 children were placed in the custody of, via NGOs, by so-called Catholic charities, Jewish, Associated Jewish Charities and Lutheran Ministries, etc. And they went into the hands of drug, sex, and human traffickers. And this is just unacceptable. And this whole Epstein thing, according to Gaylor and Tammy Nobles, is nothing more than a distraction from what the Biden regime did.
I don't understand, like, how the Epstein files had anything to do with Kayla. And they're trying to do a distraction, you know, the other side.
We've had two women lose their lives at the hands, two of our residents of our community lose their lives at the hands of criminal illegal aliens in a violent fashion. And that story is told repeatedly across this country. You're not cherry picking. You're describing a problem that exists in the criminal justice system and in the security of our nation.
Yeah, and I think it's an unfair characterization. These aren't members of Congress that are doing this. The one that's pushing the envelope here, and rightfully so, I might add, is Tammy Nobles. She's doing this for her daughter. She wants to make sure that this never happens to anybody else again, and she's doing it because she loved Kayla, and she didn't deserve to be murdered like that, sexually assaulted, raped, and then strangled with a telephone cord in a trailer park. In Hartford County.
Yeah.
So it's just more of the same from people who are just acting monstrously, and Jazzy Crockett is one of those.
They know better. They just have no soul.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. All right, stick with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is 7 o'clock.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Windsor Castle, the focal point of today's historic state visit to England by President Trump and the First Lady. Correspondent Danica Kirka says they'll be welcomed by King Charles and Queen Camilla.
The state banquet on Wednesday night promises to be an absolute unforgettable affair for the 160 people who are going to be lucky enough to sit around a huge mahogany table the size of half of an American football field to get a chance to see pomp and ceremony at its very best. There'll be tiaras, there'll be diamonds, there'll be decorations.
And not surprisingly, protesters have turned out. There have been some arrests. Tomorrow, President Trump gets down to business as he meets with British Prime Minister Starmer. Aggravated murder among the charges lodged against the accused assassin of Charlie Kirk. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could be sentenced to death if he's convicted. In court yesterday, prosecutors detailed the evidence they've collected so far. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of a ground offensive. And civilians who did not or could not heed previous Israeli warnings to evacuate are doing so now.
Many of those fleeing Israel's deadly bombardment in Gaza City are heading south along the coastal road on foot. Others have been stuck for hours in cars, lorries, and donkey carts. Now Israel's military says it's opening another route through the center of the strip for 48 hours as it tries to force people to leave. Still, once families arrive at the overcrowded area which Israel has deemed a humanitarian zone, UN workers say there are no guarantees of shelter or safety.
And that's the BBC's Yolande Nell. We'll hear from the Fed later today on interest rates. Ahead of that, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures 5 points higher, while the Nasdaq futures are down 26, and the S&P futures off 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Earlier wreck on the BW Parkway southbound after the airport cutoff was confined to the right shoulder. A little bit slow there at the scene. Looking live now at both the harbor tunnels and now backed up beyond Pulaski Highway on 895 and 95 now is slowing at Moravia Road. So now the backups are up there to 20 to 25 minutes and growing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Beltway already, Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Green Spring and the west side, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. New minor wreck downtown on Dr. King at Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. On and off showers will continue today. Cloudy, breezy, and still cool too with highs in the upper 60s. Some leftover showers will continue tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. We are drying things out tomorrow with decreasing clouds on Thursday and highs back in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, downtown Baltimore at 62 degrees. Reisterstown has 57 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Annapolis has released the unofficial results of their 2025 Democrat primary. In the mayor's race, Jared Littman, the unofficial winner with 64% of the vote, compared to 36% for Rhonda Pindell Charles, winner of Ward 1's primary. Harry Huntley, Keenu Smith-Brown wins in Ward 3, Ward 4 close, with Corin Eve McKell just over 50%, and Janice Elaine Alsop-Johnson at just under 50%. Baltimore County Police investigating a homicide in Timonium. Officers called to the 1200 block of Oak Croft Drive at around 8:30 Monday evening. When they arrived, they found a woman with apparent trauma to the upper body. 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information that could help in the investigation is asked to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. 19-year-old Alexis Cancel Soto has been found guilty in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. A jury convicted Cancel Soto of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, attempted first-degree murder, and firearm charges. Cameron Holt was shot, and she died nearly 2 weeks after the October 24 shootout that also injured a man. He has two other co-conspirators in this, Deshaun Clark and Devontae Richardson. They'll be having trials expected to begin sometime next month. 7:05 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 108. Your pick 4, 7791. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath. High five. You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Hold on a second there, you.
What?
So it's a girl?
It is a girl. 7 pounds, 10 ounces.
Mazel tov.
No name announced
grandpa.
Yet.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to be Papa? Grandpa?
I may be Zadie, actually.
You may be Zadie. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Actually, she's going to determine what I am. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Birds pound out 13 hits last night, 7 for extra bases, including this moonshot from Samuel Basile.
Basile drills one down the line. It will tuck inside the pole. A Basile bomb to right. 420 majestic feet.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, Samuel Basayo, and Dylan Beavers homering in the same game for the first time last night as the Birds build an 8-2 lead and hold off the White Sox. 8-7 was the final. Jeremiah Jackson with a pair of doubles last night as well. Manager Mancelino after the game.
I like what Beavers did tonight. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, he's ticked down a little bit here lately, and JJ, you know, and a couple comments have been made to me, you know, what do you think about these guys, you know, kind of going backwards a little bit, and they're supposed to. You know, they're supposed to tick down a little bit at this point. They're not going to hit 350 this year. It's just not how this is going to go in the big leagues.
Birds activating Jordan Westbrook from the IL prior to the game and designated infielder Emmanuel Rivera for assignment. Ravens making a couple moves on their practice squad yesterday, losing center Nick Samak to the Panthers, re-signing linebacker Malik Ham. Ham is a Baltimore native. He prepped at Baltimore's City College. And finally, how about this from ESPN's New York's Dan LaGreca yesterday on this week's Chiefs-Giants matchup on his show on ESPN New York.
The league won't allow it. I'm just going to throw it out there. The NFL is not going to allow the Chiefs to start 0-3. There's too much on the line. I'm sorry. Call me a conspiracy theorist.
I will.
ESPN can fire me. The NFL is not going to allow the Kansas City Chiefs to lose that game on national television to be 0-3.
8:20 p.m. on Sunday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Screaming Eagle returns. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text to the show here using the WCBM mobile app. And this is Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Don Lemon weighs in on Charlie Kirk and Vice President Vance. Chuck Grassley revealing Operation Arctic Frost, how many Republican groups were targeted by persecutor Jack Smith for investigation. And we'll tell you about the armed queers. Somehow the FBI missed them. But our top story here today is Cash was grilled on the Hill yesterday by the loony Democrats.
Well, everybody, you know, look, this is a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants kind of moment, because it's all theater, but it's pretty damned entertaining theater. Cash Patel had the opportunity to have a quiet little chat, a very civilized, very under control, with Cory Booker.
If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My God. Oh, you can try all you want
in this country
to not say responsibility for what you have said. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over.
You
the people of New Jersey tell me what my time is.
Senator,
you can't lecture me.
You can tell me my time is over.
You maybe the
I'm not going anywhere.
I am. Senator Booker, I announced at the beginning of this meeting that this back and talking over each other doesn't work. And I said, if that happened, I asked Patel not to respond, and I was going to give him some time after the senator's time was up to respond. And that's he has the privilege to do that uninterrupted.
Yeah, so there was a moment. But the funny moment for me, Sean, was a conversation that Cash had later in the same hearing with Mazie Hirono, Crazy Mazie. She has concerns, folks. She had serious concerns. Oh, by the way, before I miss it, we did have one additional comment from Cory Booker to reestablish his dominance within his sphere of influence.
I'm Spartacus.
Nice to see that all the Democrats. All the Democrats joined in. They're all Spartacus. They didn't read the end of the story, by the way. Spartacus loses in the end rather grimly. All right, so Maisie Hirono and Cash Patel, they had this marvelous little exchange. Anybody have time for this before the traffic? No, I'm going to hold this for you for a couple of minutes because I want to make sure you have the full impact. Let it be known, though, that Maisie Hirono is very concerned about physical fitness and the readiness of those people within the FBI. And you'll hear what her major concern is coming up in a few minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCB. At 7:13, once again, a man who could do one pull-up. That's all. Chuck Whitaker. Good morning.
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years.
If he starts now, he might be done in 10 years.
How'd you get involved? He wasn't talking to you, was he?
He was looking at me. He was looking at me.
He was looking at you. Why does he have to do that?
I felt it was polite to respond.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to sit in there for 3 hours a day and do that. I can tell you that.
No, you get paid remotely.
That's what you think. Inside joke, folks. You'll get it later. Maybe I'll get it later. Okay, boys. The Beltway broken down vehicle inner loop before Providence, well off to the shoulder. State police are there, so it's not a big deal. Thought I'd just look at it to make sure it was off the roadway. Really backed up outer loop, Bel Air Road into Towson. The inner loop is slow towards 95 from Harford Road. The inner loop through Pikesville is slow. It's all reacting to this little bit of rain that's going through the area, so it's pretty much just adding and aggravating, like I say every day. Every time we get any rain, it just adds to all the normal backups. Watch your speed on the JFX anywhere between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. 25 to 30 minute delays right now. Very heavy, stacked up big time southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be cloudy, showers on and off throughout the day today, tonight, and breezy, highs in the upper 60s. So it's going to be like at least today, tonight, and then beginning to dry out and warm up the rest of the week. Right now it's 60 and rainy in Ellicott City, 59 in Reisterstown, and time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So in the last couple of days, President Trump, with a gaggle of reporters on the rope line, asking if he felt that the alleged Kirk killer, Tyler Robinson, acted alone.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you he didn't work alone on the internet because it seems that he became radicalized on the internet. That's just by watching what same things that you're watching and hearing. It looks like he became radicalized over the internet. And it seems like his wonderful parents brought in a wonderful neighborhood, smart guy, great boards, great marks, great student. And then something happened to him over a fairly short period of time. Looks like he was radicalized over the internet, and it's radicalized on the left. He's a left. I have a lot of problems with the left, and they get protected, and they shouldn't be protected.
Absolutely not. And, of course, he did reference in his text exchange with his roommate partner that ever since Trump was elected, his father, Matt Robinson, became more and more MAGA. Elsewhere, the president reacting to a decision yesterday, the Georgia Supreme Court knocked down Fani Willis in her attempt to stay on the case to pursue RICO prosecutions against the president.
Well, that was a great decision. It was a rigged case to start off with. It's great. The court just ruled that she is a disaster. She's a disaster with a boyfriend. The boyfriend that she paid $1 billion for his expertise, but he never did it before. Now, she should be prosecuted. She was what she did to people, forget about me, what Fani Willis did to innocent people, patriots that love our country, what she did to them by indicting them and destroying them, she should be put in jail. She's a criminal. Fani Willis is a criminal.
And don't hold back, Mr. President.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, stepped into a bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, a little controversy on her comments regarding going after people for hate speech.
We're not going to stop. There's free speech, and then there's hate speech.
And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
And that's wrong.
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, and Charlie Kirk himself said, free speech is protected, including hate speech. So, again, Pam, you got that one wrong, but wait, she slipped again, this time wanting to go after companies that don't fire their employees who are practicing hate speech.
And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things, and they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dhillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that.
Well, I have a question for you. So somebody decides to go into a baker and force them to bake a cake that the baker does not want to do, and he is a free man running his own business. You're going to then force that baker to do so? That doesn't sound very conservative or MAGA to me.
No, we have Supreme Court decisions that protect us from that kind of behavior. So maybe Pam Bondi needs a little bit of a
step back
education process. Hopefully somebody will educate her on today's Constitution Day, Attorney General. So, again, maybe you should reread it and absorb what the First Amendment does indeed say. Congresswoman Nancy Mace is going to introduce a censure motion against Ilhan Omar.
She shared content the other day that essentially blamed Charlie Kirk for his own political assassination. She shared content that called him a terrorist.
Yeah, so again, that's possible. They did the same thing to Marjorie Taylor Greene. So what goes around comes around. The Secret Service agent who said Charlie Kirk deserved to be assassinated has been fired. Over 100 radical leftist teachers in Texas will have their certificates suspended and face permanent ban from public schools after celebrating Kirk's death. President Trump has signed a memorandum to establish a crime task force in Memphis, Tennessee, and will deploy the National Guard, the FBI, the ATF, DEA, ICE, Home Security, Homeland Security, U.S. Marshals. Quote, we're sending in the big force now. President Trump also posted a video of another drug boat getting smoked, warning that if you're transporting drugs that kill Americans, we are hunting you. And again, just, you got to fight fire with fire. And he also filed a $15 billion defamation and libel lawsuit against the New York Times. Stephen Moran has been confirmed to the Federal Reserve Board ahead of the interest rate meeting at the Fed, and Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's time for, quote, to be honest, I want a peaceful national divorce. Our country's too far gone, too far divided. It is no longer safe for any of us. What that would look like, nobody really knows. Day 241 of the Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it's 7:21, and joining me once again from AES Builder and Home Improvements is Tim Munson, the owner. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good to have you back here on the phone with us. And so, Tim, I understand you have some news to tell our WCBM listeners about something very exciting happening at AES Builders.
Yes, I do. I'm going to make an announcement, and pardon me, but I'm going to read part of this to you as well. So, as you know, Sean, we've been a successful family business for over 35 years. I started the company by knocking on doors in Baltimore City and County, introducing myself and my company, instilling trust with every appointment, and making sure the jobs were done right. As difficult as it may be, there comes a time to pass the baton on to others. I am pleased and happy to announce that I'm turning AES Builder and Home Improvements over to my daughter, Shauna Longo, and my son-in-law, Stephen, keeping the business in our family. They've been working with me for over 12 years, helping every day to make AES successful. They share the same vision that I've had over the 35 years, that quality comes first. They are excited and committed to continue growing the company with the same values and integrity that AES has had for the past 35 years. They will continue making customers happy and guaranteeing every job. They look forward to serving the community, and they refuse to bid to subcontractors. I will continue being available to assist them as needed and make sure that all of our customers remain number one, and they will make sure that when we're done, our customers will be happy.
Well, that is really exciting news for your daughter and son-in-law and for you as well, because you've built this great company. So I know that they've had a great mentor to learn from over the years and continue the success of 30 years in business and many more years left to come for AES. Absolutely a great announcement.
I appreciate that very much. I'm very excited for them and very excited for the surrounding areas here in the state of Maryland that we can continue serving our communities. And it's just going to be fantastic to watch them continue to carry the torch for AES.
So, Tim, if listeners, what is the best number to call if they'd like to get AES Builder and Home Improvements out to their homes?
Sure. I'll give you a couple numbers. 410-574-4400. That's 410-574-4400. Or 1-800-787-SAVE.
1-800-787-SAVE. And that slogan once more, Tim?
When we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. It's that simple, and they will stand behind it.
All right, Tim. Congratulations, and you've earned it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
723.
That's cool news. 723 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Interloop of the Beltway, which is normally not too bad, coming up from Wilkins Avenue, Frederick Road, is crawling. And again, one of the cameras is out at Dogwood Road, which is just north of I-70. Looking at the camera at I-70, the camera's facing the direction back towards Route 40. If it could turn a little bit to the north, we might be able to see if this tractor trailer is still there, because this backup is pretty solid. Again, coming up the hill from Frederick Road. At Liberty Road, there's not a lot of traffic there. So whatever the situation is, it's in that construction area where there's no shoulder available coming up the Beltway through I-70 and eventually up through Liberty Road. Everything else on the Beltway is the normal delay compounded with the light rain. Report now of a broken down vehicle. The JFX main line is clear. This is a report of a broken down vehicle on the exit ramp southbound at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Cloudy showers on and off throughout the day and tonight. Upper 60s today, low 60s tonight. Then we begin to dry out and heat up for the weekend. And we'll be back up into the low 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, light rain, 61 in Bel Air, 62 is some drizzle in the city. But 725, you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Maisie Hirono has questions.
You know, you've been asked some questions about changes to your hiring standard, and including college degrees and possibly the age. But, you know, one question I had is that you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
Yeah, that's the question. The answer from Cash Patel.
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work.
Logical.
The physical fitness standards of those agents.
So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
There are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing one pull-up is not harsh, and there are always medical exemptions to that.
Doing one pull-up. That's what she's concerned about. For a minute, I thought she was really confused because she has a familiarity with a different kind of pull-up.
I'm a big girl, look what I can do. I can wear grown-up pants, too.
Introducing Huggies Pull-Ups, disposable training pants for boys and girls. They fit like underwear and protect like a nappy.
See, Maisie, You're harsh. Covered. She said harsh pull-ups.
Harsh pull-ups.
Let me tell how harsh the pull-ups are. The FBI requirement is one for women,
one.
Three for men.
Wow.
Three. That's not much better, folks. But I think what's really revealing about that statement is she has just admitted in front of the entire world that there are physical differences between men and women. This is a party that can't define women. Maybe we're making some headway here. We have a woman senator from Hawaii saying there are physical differences. Oh, my Lord.
Well, unless, of course, you had under the Biden administration, you could have shown up as a guy and said, I'm identifying for these physical fitness exams as a woman. I want to do one put-up. Just one.
I don't think that's going to happen in this FBI.
Not in this FBI.
Maybe the previous FBI. That could have happened.
I thought there was... She's doing... I thought, wow. What do they have to do? Like 30 pull-ups in 60 seconds? I mean, you're talking about somebody in pretty good shape for that. No. One pull-up. I think they can handle that. You're supposed to be able to chase down bad guys. And you got to ask, if that's your only requirement, one pull-up for women, three for men, are you really actually seeing people who are physically capable of chasing down bad guys?
Then there's Chuck, who wears one giant pull-up.
Yes. Yes, for big boys and girls.
That's crazy. That's why we call her Crazy Maisie, folks.
He's great. I love her. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Brittany Hughes, she is online as a commentator. You're going to hear from her next half hour on exactly what the people who are getting fired are all concerned about.
Indeed. All right. So Rescue Natural Supplements is running a great promotion right now for any omega-3 supplement on in our inventory right now from 1250, 1250 plus, 2500 TG, the O3 Max, the large gel capsules, the smaller ones, the liquids, any and all. There are seven different ones to choose from. You can choose any one of those. And then if you use the coupon code together, then you can get a free bottle of the Rescue LD Alex Q10. That is the natural red yeast rice. They don't have the nasty side effects that the pharmaceutical statins do, if you will, because the red yeast rice has statin-like properties without the statin-like side effects. So it also has the coenzyme Q10 in it as well, because the statins do deplete your muscles, and that is something that you want to protect your muscles. That's why it's got the coenzyme Q10, thus the name LDLX Q10. So order the omega-3s, you get the free bottle of the LDLX Q10, use the coupon code together at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online, res-q.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police asking for the public's help to identify four burglary suspects. Police say surveillance video shows the suspects entering a home in the 100 block of York Road in Timonium, in Towson on September 12th. Anyone who can identify the suspects asked to please call police. The man convicted of stabbing an East Baltimore Medical Center employee in June of 2024 has been sentenced. Earlier this year, 37-year-old Brian Cherry was found guilty of attempted first-degree murder for the attack that injured the employee. And Tuesday, he was sentenced to a life with all but 40 years suspended. Cherry is also facing murder charges in the deaths of 29-year-old Autumn Harvey and her 75-year-old grandmother, Iona Sellers, in their Middle River home 2 weeks after that stabbing. He's also a suspect in the July 2024 murder of 38-year-old Sierra Johnson. His trial for the Middle River murders scheduled to begin in October. A court appearance in Johnson's killing set for November. Cash reward currently of $8,000 for information on the July murder of a woman in West Baltimore. Homicide detectives asking for any information that could lead to the person who shot and killed Kayla Williams on the night of July 22nd, the 1100 block of Mount Holly Street. Anyone with information on the suspect or the circumstances that led to the shooting asked to please contact police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And the Maryland AG's office will not bring charges in a deadly officer-involved shooting that happened in Charles County. Police shot and killed Jordan Keith Proctor in December of 2024 as officers were investigating a kidnapping and sexual assault in White Plains. Proctor allegedly refused to surrender to police after he was found inside a garage. When he assumed a shooting stance, they fired first. 7:32, coming up in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 Lottery, 108, pick 4, 7791, and now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we just had a look through Annapolis, and we're good at the Bay Bridge, at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, over towards I-97. Morning backup has arrived now, I-97 southbound at Route 32, but so far it's not too bad, it looks okay, coming down the hill on I-97 from Benfield Boulevard, so we can deal with that. This inner loop of the Beltway coming up from Route 40 and Frederick Road, and eventually getting up north of the ramp at I-70. We're still getting a report that there may be a broken down vehicle in that area, and if so, it's in the construction zone north of Security Boulevard. No shoulder available. Got us backed up. We don't have a look at it because I don't know if they can turn the camera or if they can't, but they haven't done it, and the camera is out at Dogwood Road, so I can't tell you whether it's there or not, but we can assume so with this backup, which is all the way back to Frederick Road on the inner loop. Everybody else on the Beltway is backed up with the normal delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. On and off showers will continue today. Cloudy, breezy, and still cool too, with highs in the upper 60s. Some leftover showers will continue tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. We are drying things out tomorrow with decreasing clouds on Thursday and highs back in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Sam Passaio, Dylan Beavers homering in the same game for the first time in their major league careers last night, providing hope for the future in an 8-7 win over the White Sox. But it comes on a night when the Orioles are officially eliminated from playoff contention for this season. Post-game comments now from Gunnar Henderson.
We played really good ball. It's just a matter of, limiting those bad stretches and getting back to what we do, and I feel like we kind of found our identity.
Nevertheless, manager Mancelino proud of what his team has accomplished of late as well.
One of the toughest schedules in baseball since, and we probably played close to 500 baseball with a lot of guys that were in Norfolk for most of the year. So I think that in and of itself speaks plenty of volumes for what we're doing.
And it'll be daytime baseball this afternoon, 2:10 p.m. from the south side, as the Birds hope to sweep the White Sox in Chicago. Elsewhere in baseball, the Big Dumper is well on his way to 60 this season.
Blasted center field, and oh, it disappears! He has homered on back-to-back pitches seen tonight. It may never stop the year of Cal Raleigh.
Aaron Goldsmith with the call on the Root Sports Network. 55 and 56 last night for the Big Dumper, tying Ken Griffey for most in a single season in Mariners history. Seattle over Kansas City last night, 15-6. I should say 12-5 was the final. And then there's Shohei, a few miles south in Los Angeles.
High fly ball to deep right field. 5 no-hitter innings on the mound. And a skyscraping home run. There's nobody like him. Never has been. Doubtful there ever will be.
Joe Davis with the call on Spectrum Sportsnet Los Angeles. Shohei becomes the sixth player with back-to-back 50 home run seasons in MLB history. But the Phillies rally last night. They beat the Dodgers. 9-6 was the final. Ravens back at it today in Owings Mills with a question still lingering from the Browns game, and that is playing status of Jair Alexander, who was inactive or benched, depending on how you look at it. Ravens are framing it in a way that he's just not ready after tweaking an injury in camp. Here's John Harbaugh with a potential timetable.
I wish it was really black and white, but I think he'll be out there soon. You know, it could be as early as this week.
But it's going to be when he feels and you can see that he's right.
We'll see if he's right on Monday night against the Lions. Time now is 7:37. When we return, the Screaming Eagle is back.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'm all kerfuffled now by my granddaughter that I called the Lions the Tigers.
You're a little, it happens.
That's the only thing I can think about right now.
You're kvetching.
Kvelling. K-V-E-L-L. Right. Anyway.
That was close.
Yeah. Anyway, the Screaming Eagle.
The KV part.
Right. So I bring up the Screaming Eagle because hockey season, believe it or not, is upon us. The Caps open up this weekend. They got a preseason game against the Boston Bruins. So the Caps announcing the other day that they're bringing the Screaming Eagle on the jersey back, which I love because it's a hard-nosed, tough-looking logo, et cetera.
I'm conflicted. I've always been conflicted about the Screaming Eagle because anything that reminds me of the Philadelphia Eagles is anathema to Redskins fans.
But you know what? And okay, so that's a good point. And actually, now that I'm looking at the head,
The original logo was the Capitals with the hockey stick. That was the original logo.
Okay,
and then they transitioned into the Screaming Eagle later on when they changed the color scheme and the whole nine yards. So I put up with it, but I like the original.
Well, I didn't like the change of the color scheme. I definitely like the red.
Right,
but I do like the Screaming Eagle, even though it does resemble the Philadelphia Eagle.
By the way, kudos to you for mentioning Chuck Whitaker during sports. I don't.
What did I say?
You talked about the big dumper, I think it's great. You'd actually bring him up in sports.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful. You know, it really is.
I talk about the big dumper often.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got four more to go until he hits 60.
Yeah.
But Chuck is way past 60, isn't he?
He's up at 76.
He's the super big dumper.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Yesterday, while on the Hill, Chuck Grassley, the senator, revealed that an FBI whistleblower confirmed a bureau project named Operation Arctic Frost, which was initially it was supposed to be looking into the President Trump and his trying to influence the outcome of the 2020 election, what he said after the election was stolen from him, blah, blah, blah. And then we find out that it was used for much more nefarious purposes.
These new records show that Arctic Frost was much broader than just an electoral matter. The case was expanded to Republican organizations. Some examples of the group that Ray FBI sought to place under political investigation included the Republican National Committee, Republican Attorney General's Association, and various Trump political groups.
Wow.
In total, 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals, were placed under investigative scope of Arctic Frost. On that political list was one of Charlie Kirk's groups, Turning Point USA. In other words, Arctic Frost wasn't just a case to politically investigate Trump. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and Department of Justice prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus.
Wow. He went on to say that not only that, but going after people like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro was part of Arctic Frost as well.
My investigative work has also exposed the political way in which Peter Navarro was investigated and prosecuted. When FBI agent Tebow found out that Biden's DOJ would prosecute Navarro, he said, "Wow, great." That's a quote, unquote. Through whistleblowers, I've obtained an audio recording of Special Agent Giagardina and Special Agent Sebastian Gardner's delivery of a subpoena to Navarro. I'm making that audio public today.
We'll try to get that for you as well. One of the groups they that were not investigating was a group called Armed Queers, a Marxist paramilitary organization out of Salt Lake City, which took down its Instagram right after Charlie Kirk was killed. Apparently, in a video that has since been scrubbed, the leaders of the Armed Queers of Salt Lake City brag about a trip to communist Cuba in May of this year, where they trained with militant Marxists to stage a revolution in America. When they returned home, the leaders then boasted about being labeled terrorists by the United States. And one of the leaders is a former biological male who transitioned to a female. Her name now is Ermia Fanaian. She's an Iranian national and citizen of the United States. Here's what she said about Armed Queers.
What makes the biggest difference for change?
I think that the protests do it more so, actually, because as we've seen, our electoral politics have failed us. Even though the young people significantly came out and voted for Bernie Sanders during the primary, we saw that Bernie Sanders did not end up being the nominee. And so a lot of the times, the loopholes that are in electoral politics don't really allow people to have their voices heard the way that this country was set up.
Some people say that it takes a violent protest to get people to listen. Do you agree, or should they remain peaceful?
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community, and our liberation and our rights came after the Stonewall riots. That's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, is that, you know, the LGBTQ movement started with Stonewall riots. I wouldn't even be able to be a student at this school if it wasn't for a violent riot that took place within a span of 3 days. So I absolutely agree that sometimes violent protests and really riots and those kinds of loud rebellions must take place for tangible change.
Armed Queers, heavily armed, Salt Lake City, were they involved at all in the Charlie Kirk assassination? Currently under investigation.
We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News because it's that time of the morning. 410-WCBM-680. Got around 60 seconds or so to give us a shout. Because first, we have Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the inner loop of the Beltway, which normally is not too bad. Today, we're backed up Wilkins Avenue, Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue, Route 40, up through I-70. And again, there's a report of a broken-down vehicle after I-70 and up in the construction area between there and Windsor Mill Road. Traffic, a little bit more traffic now at Liberty Road. That may mean that the roadway is back open fully again on the inner loop. Trying to get a confirmation on that. Can't see it. Camera at I-70 is fixed and locked down, looking south on the Beltway, and there's no camera at Dogwood Road. So, you know, right now I can only tell you that there's a lot more traffic at Liberty, which should indicate that most of the lane should be back open now on the inner loop. Had a report there may have been a minor wreck at I-97 at New Cut Road. If it was there, it's corrected itself, and there's no backup right now. Southbound, you'll be slow from Benfield Boulevard into the normal delay towards Annapolis at I-97 at Route 32. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check your antifreeze, your tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we still do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, so give us a call right now and reserve your spot. You get to match wits with the panel. 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: it is going to be a cloudy day today with intermittent showers on and off today, tonight. Upper 60s today, low 60s tonight. And then we begin the drying out period, something that Chuck is very familiar with. He's been dry for years.
I've been trying for years.
Tomorrow through Sunday, it's going to be sunny.
35 years.
Dry. And highs in the low 80s.
That's dog years, by the way, folks.
Couldn't help it.
Cloudy 62 in Millersville, 61 in Parkville, and it is time to play Choose Your Fake News. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM beer stein, a beer glass for you today. Our contestant is Ben in Pikesville. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning, everybody.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Every time I play last few times, Chuck's got me out, so I'm going to go in front of Chuck.
Oh, you want to go in front of Chuck? That's always a great position, by the way.
Yeah. Particularly if you're saying up front, meaning upwind.
Let me just say this. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
All right, we'll find out.
You know how it is, Ben.
Story number one. For nearly 60 years, Publishers Clearing House has been known for changing individuals' lives, fulfilling their dreams with prize money. It promised would keep coming for as long as they lived. The company has now declared bankruptcy. That meaning the so-called forever winners are no longer going to get paid. Story two. A Texas couple welcomed a new baby into the family yesterday and named their son Charlie Kirk Granger. Lucy and Todd Granger said they were big fans of the conservative icon and wanted to pay tribute to him. And story three, viral video posted on TikTok says a Starbucks barista refused to write Charlie Kirk's name for an order. Many fans have been paying tribute to Kirk by ordering his favorite drink at the coffee chain, a Mint Majesty tea with two honeys. But the Starbucks in Yucaipa, California, the barista told him, pick a different name. We don't honor politics here. Story one, Publishers Clearing House goes bankrupt. Forever winners, go with it. Story two, Texas couple naming their baby Charlie Kirk. And the story three, Starbucks barista refusing to write Charlie Kirk's name. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
I think it's number one. I think that's fake news. I have no reason to disbelieve number two. That seems like something a couple would do, reasonable enough. And story number three is completely believable.
Kristen.
Bruce would know, going to Starbucks.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
But actually, I don't know. I don't know if that one might be... I'm actually leaning towards that one being the fake story in this case. I think the other two are probable. I'm going to say number three. But if it is true, Pam Bondi is going to go after them.
Right.
You better look out.
Kristen, fake number three. Ben.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I saw the article. The three is true. I'm going to go with one also.
Ben goes for one and the big dumper.
I'll follow Ben, even though I know it's unsafe.
There you go, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
There you go, Chuck.
Chuck, I'll follow Ben, because I like following Ben.
Oh. Is that Ben Gay?
Could I don't think he is.
Or is that Ben Dover?
God, either one is bad.
Okay.
Story two.
Especially if you do one with the other. Oh, my God.
Story two. The Texas couple naming their child Charlie Kirk is our fake news story.
No kidding.
Oh, come on. The day. Sorry about that, Ben.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
There you go, Ben.
As always. Yeah, there you go, Chuck.
Change of strategy.
To Ben Gay, and we'll talk to you next time.
Does not pay off. Thanks for listening and playing the game.
Try not to ruin yourself.
Yeah, that would be painful.
Just think if you sat on that thing. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah. Gives a whole new meaning to the term YouTube.
We have liftoff.
All right. 7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk with somebody from the Maryland Family Institute. Our guest is going to talk about the gender-fluid policies in Anne Arundel County public schools, which have been in the news lately. They've filed a complaint with the school system over that policy. See if we can get things changed in Anne Arundel. They've got a teacher down there now also making a substitute teacher, I believe, nasty comments about Charlie Kirk. So we'll see what happens to her as well.
Really? This is Anne Arundel County news?
Anne Arundel County.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. All right. That's bizarre. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I promise you a couple of comments from Brady Hughes. She's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Wait till you hear what she has to say to those individuals who are getting fired because of the outrageous comments they're making about Charlie Kirk. Right now, though, traffic and weather on the threes at 7:53. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels have the lanes open, but with the light rain and all the heavy traffic, and of course, no key bridge these days, everybody on 895 and 95 is sitting right around Pulaski Highway at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, and 95 is just crawling right through Moravia Road from there and from Pulaski Highway on 895, 25 to 30-minute drives right now as you're headed south. Beltway still compounded with the rain. The Interloop now a little better. It looks like that broken-down vehicle after I-70 and Security Boulevard is cleared. The pace is better. Not gone yet, but still slow, but a little better as you're moving north from Security Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cloudy day today. Showers on and off today, tonight. Upper 60s this afternoon into the low 60s this evening. And then the big warm-up. We begin to dry up and warm up as well Friday through Sunday. Highs will be back in the low 80s. Right now, cloudy 63 in Pasadena. It's 61 in Severn. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
All right. Today's Wednesday. Monday, it was that J.D. Vance hosted the Charlie Kirk Show. Here's how it began.
The last several days have been extremely hard for our country. They've been hard for me, hard for my family, hard for the countless people in this building who knew and loved Charlie Kirk. And, of course, they've been hardest most of all for his darling wife, Erica, and their two beautiful children.
That's pretty straightforward. Frankly, that's kind of elegant. But some people view that as just not enough, like Don Lemon.
This isn't really about Charlie. This is about the right's reaction to Charlie. This is about the myth that they built of Charlie Kirk. This is what they want him to be because they realize that there is some emotional attachment, especially coming from young people. This will somehow make them more famous or more popular or cement or galvanize their MAGA or political bona fides.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Don, just bear in mind that he was assassinated. Nobody's trying to make anything of him other than what he was, which was a man with strong opinions who engaged in actual lively debate with others, and he welcomed it. And for that, he was shot to death. And you think somehow this is all about political posturing. I think that says a hell of a lot more about you than it does about Charlie Kirk.
How embarrassing they are, how they have really no gumption about, they will stoop to any level in order to keep power and to push their political views on others.
Oh my God.
And J.D. Vance has no personality. If anyone should be hosting a podcast, it should not be J.D. Vance.
So there you go. A little bit of snark at the end from Don Lemon, who, by the way, I'm not sure who he works for now.
He was booted off the fake news network because he is as fake as a $3 bill. It is something that, what has he got? Some podcast now again? Everybody's got a podcast. Yeah. Who doesn't have a podcast
I don't.
In America today?
So. I really, Kristen doesn't.
Well.
We're going to start a new podcast, The Kristen Show, and I'll be the sidekick. I won't say much. I'll just be there.
That I would like to listen to. That I would love to hear. I would pay money for that.
Pay
one.
Money. Well, that's the point. And we'll be independently wealthy in 6 months. All right. Brittany Hughes she's a very interesting woman. I've seen her a couple of times on social media. And she has some interesting things to say about those individuals who now are crying into their beer because somehow they didn't expect that what they had to say about Charlie Kirk would have any negative effects whatsoever, even though they said some pretty horrible things about him.
You wanted people fired because they didn't use your made-up pronouns. You wanted parents stripped of their custody rights because they refused to affirm their kids' gender delusion. You wanted American Eagle canceled because they put a white girl in their ads. You've gone after comedians for making jokes. You went after J.K. Rowling for saying that women deserve their own spaces. And it was a leftist who just shot a man in the throat for saying things that you didn't like. And now all of a sudden, you're outraged that people are losing their jobs because they were publicly cheering the brutal and bloody murder of an innocent man. And it turns out a lot of companies and schools don't want to be affiliated with people that crazy and inhuman.
Yeah. You saw this case about the nurse who called out the doctor. She got fired, but there was more to that story. It turned around that the doctor actually got disciplined. I believe she got rehired after that because of the stink that happened. Brittany Hughes went on for this, explaining, you know, we were in the cancel culture. We're now in the consequence culture. There are consequences to your actions, and you have beliefs that are odd. You think, for example, you deserve a job, that employment is your right. You're mistaken.
You have the right to be as vile as you want on the internet. Cheer, laugh, expose your demonic, hateful self all you want, but you do not have the right to force your employer to continue employing you after they find out that you are a rabid lunatic and decide that you probably shouldn't be driving an ambulance or teaching second graders. It's called a code of conduct, and if yours was at all decent, maybe you wouldn't be in this pickle.
Well said. Awfully well said indeed. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Maryland Family Institute, they join us right after the top of the hour.
You know, it's time for you to contact Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling, as we now transition into fall. We're in the last throes. I think, is it Monday, I think, that we have fall? I think it's either Sunday or Monday.
The 21st.
The first day of fall.
Yeah.
So as we transition to fall, cooler weather, and then comes the cold weather, sorry to say, when on the way. So make sure that heat pump and that forced air heating furnace is going to be, making you nice and toasty and warm, and it's working, and it's not costing you an arm and a leg. As we know, electric rates went back up for this now through November. They're going back up again in spring. Average would be about $30 per your bill. So you got to make sure that you're heating your home properly and efficiently. Call Tim. He'll come out, do a maintenance check on your home. 410-876-9404 is the number. 410-876-9404. Ask him for a heat pump or a heating furnace check, and or you can check him online at timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Prosecutors say they'll seek the ultimate punishment for Charlie Kirk's accused assassin if he's convicted. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson facing a number of charges, including aggravated murder, according to Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime. Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
Robinson barely spoke at yesterday's court hearing, only confirming his name to the court. Charlie Kirk, assassinated a week ago today. The UK rolls out the red carpet for President Trump and First Lady Melania, the first couple's historic state visit to England.
now underway.
It's a very high-profile and rather high-stakes visit, designed to show that at a time of international political turmoil and differences between the two countries, the transatlantic special relationship still remains strong.
In London, correspondent Jill Lawless.
This is a short trip. It's barely 48 hours, but the British organizers are very keen to stress that it is a great honor and rather unprecedented. There have only been four full state visits by U.S. president. This is the second one for Donald Trump.
And following today's royal pomp, tomorrow the president gets down to business. He'll meet with Prime Minister Starmer at Chequers. We expect to hear from the Fed later today about interest rates. A cut, first of the year, is expected. Perhaps a quarter point, perhaps a bigger reduction. Ahead of that, stock futures on Wall Street are mixed. The Dow futures, 23 points higher. The Nasdaq futures, 19 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free gold IRA investing kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, I-97 southbound now from Benfield Boulevard. Maybe back to New Cut Road. It's just the heavy traffic merging in eventually down at Route 32. There's nothing on the roadway after 32 towards 178 and the bridge south. You're clear towards Annapolis. Just looked at 50 through the area. It was a little bit slow. A speed reduction on the Severn River Bridge on the westbound side, but nothing out of the ordinary. Bay Bridge traffic is clear. There's a report of a new minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near Powder Mill Road. Should be off the roadway, but would be adding to the heavy traffic there. And we see the slow traffic, as per usual, around the ramps at the Parkway at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. On and off showers will continue today. Cloudy, breezy, and still cool too, with highs in the upper 60s. Some leftover showers will continue tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. We are drying things out tomorrow with decreasing clouds on Thursday and highs back in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are still pretty cool. Baltimore 62, Reisterstown 57 degrees still. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we're beginning to see the cooler weather creep in. Good morning, it's 8:04, Empress Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There is a cash reward available for $8,000 for information on the July murder of a woman in West Baltimore. Homicide detectives are asking for any information that could lead to the person who shot and killed Kayla Williams on the night of July 22nd in the 1100 block of Mount Holly Street. Anyone with information on a suspect or the circumstances that led to the shooting is asked to contact police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The Maryland AG's office will not bring charges in a deadly officer-involved shooting in Charles County. Police shot and killed Jordan Keith Proctor in December of 2024. As officers were investigating a kidnapping and sexual assault, Proctor allegedly refused to surrender and assumed a shooting position, at which time the officers opened fire. Annapolis has released the unofficial results of the 2025 Democrat primary, and in the mayor's race, Jared Littman is the unofficial winner, 64% of the vote, compared to 36% for Rhonda Pindell Charles. Baltimore County Police investigating a homicide in Timonium. Officers called to the 1200 block of Oakcroft Drive around 8:30 Monday night. When they arrived, they found a woman with apparent trauma to the upper body, 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger, pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information that could help, please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery 108. Pick 4 7791. And next is Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. On a night the Orioles were officially eliminated, the Killer Bees provided hope for the future.
In this game.
Dylan Beavers on 2-0. A moon ball to right field. A high arcing rainbow that will get out of here. Beavers blasts one past the bullpen. And the Orioles had their second two-run homer of the night. Basayo and Beavers. The young Bash brothers on the south side.
That's a Beaver Cleaver.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Beaver Cleaver also clubbed his first Major League triple last night. And Sam Basayo with that 420-foot blast of his own. The Bashers led the O's to the 8-7 win, a win the bullpen almost blew in the eighth inning, allowing five runs. Daytime baseball for you today with Tyler Wells bringing his 231 earned run average to the Hill at 2:10 p.m. How much longer for Patrick Ricard? Not an easy question for Ravens head coach John Harbaugh to answer.
It hasn't been as quick as we thought. You know, it just hasn't been. I mean, there's no way around it. I'm disappointed, but Pat's more disappointed than anybody that has.
Terps football with an 18-game non-conference winning streak. That's the longest active streak in the FBS. Streak includes nine straight wins against Power 4 opponents. But now it's for real, for real. Big Ten play opening this Saturday. At Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. Here's head coach Mike Locksley.
Wisconsin is a great home environment. They got a great place to go play a football game. It's what, when you come to play it here at Maryland, it's the type of environment you like and want to go compete in.
And a Terps tidbit for you, Malik Washington with 773 passing yards, most for a true freshman quarterback through his first three career games in a power conference since 2018. Coming up in 30 minutes, a monumental day in Orioles history today, 70 years ago. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. On our newsmaker hotline this morning is Jeff Trimbath. Jeff is with the Maryland Family Institute, which has filed a formal complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights against Anne Arundel County Public Schools for what they're saying are violations of Title IX. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Welcome to the show. And what specifically are you complaining about?
Well, good morning, Sean and Bruce. Thanks again for having me on. It's such a privilege to be on your show, as always. We're complaining to the Department of Education about Anne Arundel County Public Schools' policies with regard to facilities, and specifically with regard to sex discrimination under Title IX. We think the way that the school district treats girls, specifically, with regard to providing safe and secure bathroom facilities, locker facilities, is in direct contradiction with Title IX. and we do not think they are safe for girls, and so that's why we filed the complaint. This whole thing is about our girls, our daughters. As the father of two daughters born here in Anne Arundel County, as I'm concerned about this, and so that's why we filed the complaint.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I have a question for you. I don't mean to be too flip about this, but anybody on the school board there, anybody who's in a decision-making situation, do any of them have daughters?
Well, I would hope that they do. I don't know.
If that's the case, what in hell are they thinking? Honestly, anybody with a daughter of school age who says, you know, it's perfectly fine for boys to come into the girls' locker room or girls' bathroom, they're insane.
Well, in defense of the school board, I will tell you, they will say that they are simply following state law,
right,
which mandates this. And so in filing this complaint, not only our primary concern in filing this complaint is to try to protect girls. That's our primary and really our sole concern. But we also realize that we may provoke a legal challenge here. We think there is a conflict between that state law and between the clear text of Title IX from the Education Amendments of 1972. So we're hoping to provoke that kind of conflict.
Think that the Federal Supremacy Clause would prevail here?
Well, that's one of the questions we want to be asked. We certainly think that even if the Supremacy Clause does not apply, we think the federal government has the authority to withhold funding at a very minimum. So, yeah, leave the state law in place, but we're going to take the money away because we don't think this adheres to Title IX. That's, at a minimum, we think that's one of the options that the federal government has at their disposal.
We want them to come in and
investigate. That's what we want.
More with Jeff Trimbath, Maryland Family Institute, in just a moment. We're going to pause for a brief update on traffic.
813, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the VW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road, and even if it is on the shoulder, it still will keep us slow for the traffic going south, and even the traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway. We'll get a look at that. We're still very slow with the rain and all the normal heavy traffic on the Beltway. This interloop is still very sluggish coming up through Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue and Route 40. There was a broken down vehicle in that area north of Security Boulevard in the construction zone where there is no shoulder available. So we're still backed up and it's still taking a while. Once you get to Liberty Road, the pace is much better on the inner loop. City Fire just pulled up to an alarm at a building 2,000 block of West North Avenue over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We've got intermittent showers throughout the day today and tonight. Upper 60s today, low 60s tonight. Right now we are at 66 with drizzle in Annapolis, 61 in Columbia. On our newsmaker hotline is Jeff Trimbath of the Maryland Family Institute. I know you guys have been aware of this policy for quite some time, and it's very similar to other counties as well, which is why it's so germane here to the argument in Maryland. But this became national news when libs of TikTok posted this photo of the school district's policy in a bathroom at Old Mill High School. And I want to read what the policy on it says at the top. Students have, and this was posted in the bathroom, by the way, students have the right to use the bathroom that matches their expressed gender identity. So Jeff, that means that some pervert, some dude who wants to get his jollies off can wake up one day and say, oh, I feel like a woman, and then, and get into a woman's locker room, woman's bathroom in Anne Arundel County Public Schools. I guess people don't see there's great danger in that.
Well, that's exactly right. And I took notice yesterday of the response of the school to our complaint. Bob Mosier was quoted in the media yesterday, and he said, we're comfortable with the regulations. We're comfortable with how we support students. Well, I don't know the kind of women that you and Bruce hang out with there, but I don't know a single woman, let alone a single girl, who would use the word comfortable to describe the prospect of having to pee next to some dude in the stall next to them. This is not about what some middle-aged man's comfort level is. It's about protecting our girls. in a space that should be quiet, it should be safe, it should be secure, where the most intimate things happen. It should be a refuge from the rest of the school. It's a tender place. And we think the current policy is just an abject violation of that. We think it's a violation of federal law. And so that's why we're asking the federal government to investigate.
It also strikes me just as a violation of common sense that in order to hold up a standard nobody in this country really likes all that much, they're going to tell parents, you have to be okay with having, as you just know, some dude going into the ladies' room and being in the next stall to your daughter. And there are an awful lot of women I know who are firmly convinced that somehow the male half of the population, they do horrible, awful, smelly things in bathrooms, and they don't want to be part of that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, our girls, look, we can have these debates about, you know, gender and all these other kinds of things. That's fine. We can have all those debates. But a girl's bathroom is not the place for that. A girl's bathroom is a place, should be a place of safety, of security, and so that's all we're asking. We're asking for protection based on the 1972 Civil Rights Act, Title IX. That's all we're asking for.
You know, Jeff, it would seem to me that accommodations could be made for a person who was gender confused, that they could be given a unisex bathroom for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
To accommodate their, you know, their bathroom needs, or you know, they need to change clothing, whatever. But that's not being offered here. What do you think is going on? Why? It seems to me they're trying to impose this policy or their will on these unsuspecting young girls.
That's exactly right. You know, for the students that do have these kinds of issues, and my goodness, our students are faced with so many issues these days. But yeah, we can have one-on-one solutions for folks. We can do counseling. We can do all kinds of things to meet the needs of individual students. That doesn't mean we need to violate the spaces that girls have to have as private spaces. So, I agree with you 100%. It seems like this is an imposition based on some sort of ideology, some sort of, you know, social justice stand that they think is important. Well, those issues might be important, but let's keep our daughters safe as we debate those things. Let's keep these spaces private as they need to be.
Yeah, recently the Supreme Court had ruled that a South Carolina school district, they were allowed to keep a policy that permitted a transgendered student to use their preferred bathroom, but at the same time, they let stand a state law requiring students to use the bathroom that corresponds to their sex at the time of birth. It seems like the court is speaking out of both sides of its mouth here.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we filed this complaint, is we do think there is some ambiguity here. And so we think it at least warrants an investigation and then other steps beyond that, perhaps withholding of funding, perhaps further legal issues. All that is on the table, we think. But at rock bottom, what we're trying to do is protect girls. We have daughters, and we want these daughters to succeed. We want them to enjoy the protections of Title IX, which so clearly say that you should not discriminate based on sex. And so they need to have those spaces that are just for them. Doesn't mean we can't serve other folks. Doesn't mean we can't tailor solutions to those who, in your words, are gender confused. We need to do all that stuff. We have to do so by at the same time protecting our girls.
Yeah. Yeah. If our listeners want more information on the complaint and to follow this this story, do you have a website they can go to?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to MarylandFamily.org. They can see the letter that we sent to the Department of Education. They can sign up for more updates. We'd love to have them involved in our work to promote families here in Maryland.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
820 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road,
We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf. Fun. Close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Still to come, your calls and comments reacting to our guest and this bathroom policy. After the 8:30 news, the city-state partnership on law enforcement is questions are being raised on what does that look like, and so we'll take a look at that, and also again the case of the death of Dakara Thompson, a third woman killed by an illegal alien in the state of Maryland, and again your governor, our governor, and many people, leaders in Prince George's County and other sanctuary jurisdictions are doing squat about it.
8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Big Dumper Johnson.
Big who?
Big Dumper Johnson.
Dumper?
Dumper.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where you were going with that. We have some slowing still with us on 895 southbound. Not quite now back to Pulaski Highway. So it's moved down just a bit. So now that would make that about a 20-minute delay for the traffic coming south on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Right next door, 95, looking at it live, sitting here at Moravia Road. And it's slow from there all the way down to the tunnel and then eventually downtown towards 95. Russell Street and 395. So all that late backing is there. We're still in the area of a 25 to 30 minute delay on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be cloudy with showers on and off throughout the day today, upper 60s. Right now, we're looking at 59 light rain in Pikesville, and it is 69 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. Let's go to the phones. David is in Glen Burnie.
Morning, David.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Good.
Fine, sir.
Good. I love listening to your show, by the way.
Thank you.
My point on this is I've been doing a lot of thinking about this while I listen to your shows and different talk shows. If someone wakes up in the morning and they feel like they're a woman, which they're perverts and predators, why would you want to go in the women's room? You wouldn't want to continue to go in the men's room to see what you could see. It's not like they're going to go in the women's room and have a little bridge club and talk about sex and body parts because they're going into the bathroom. So they're peering in on these girls, and they shouldn't be doing it. I'm 64, and if my children were in school, that would not be happening.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people feel that way. I think there are some people who legitimately are mentally ill and have this gender dysphoria, which they actually think they're the other. They think they're the other gender. Others, I think, are perverts and predators that are looking to get their rocks off.
Then they should have an it's bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Men, women, and it.
Gender neutral. Yeah, if you're not quite sure which one you are, then you should take the neutral position. Put it in neutral.
Exactly. Yeah. With one sink, one bathroom, and you go in and lock the door and you leave. You don't go around other people.
All right, that's one solution. David, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Bruce in Timonium.
Morning, Bruce.
I think one of the morning, guys. I think one of the solutions to this is, I think we can agree that the teachers' union is pretty powerful. Why don't we take the bathroom in the teachers' lounges in these schools and designate that as the unisex bathroom, so the students can just start using the bathroom in the teachers' lounge, and the teachers will put an end to this whole thing real quick.
That's an interesting solution. I do like that. That might end it once and for all. I saw the Virginia Educators Union down in the Commonwealth of Virginia. They're defending and offering free legal assistance to any teacher who's fired or suspended over a disgusting, obscene post about Charlie Kirk. So that shows you where the teachers' unions are.
Yep.
How far they have drifted from a sense of having a moral compass. John is in Middle River. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
What strikes me as just absurd is that we are making all these changes and discussing all of these topics because based on the most confused portion of the population. And I just don't get it. These people are so confused about who they are, what their identity is, and all this sexuality. And so everybody else, oh my, we got to put things on pause. Maybe we got to rewrite some laws. Maybe we got to rethink everything. You know, if that doesn't tell you this is of the devil, then nothing will, man. It's just ridiculous. Let's consult the most confused people. And let's see what they think about how we should run things.
Yeah, they're talking about this being the total 1% of the total population identify as transgender. And I do believe that they should get our empathy. They should get counseling. They should get treatment for their gender dysphoria. And hopefully that clears it up. And I think that the handful that doesn't, we do have to protect our girls. There have to be safe spaces for our young girls in schools and elsewhere. I just think that we have to err on the side of caution. Here.
There's no question about that. And incidentally, I'm going to identify as young, rich, and handsome and see where that gets me.
Good luck with that, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Not saying that you aren't all three, but I'm just saying good luck with identifying with that.
There's an old saying, Sean, that's been around for a very long time, and that is usually it's anecdotes make bad law or hard cases make bad law. The idea of now taking these hard cases, these anecdotes, and saying we're going to have a law that applies to 100% of the population in order to satisfy the needs of one half of 1% of the population. It's a bad idea from the get-go, no matter what the topic is, and we're seeing it play out right now in this debate.
Yeah, well, but that's what the liberal playbook recites as far as legislation. Yeah. That's exactly what they do.
It is. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They are good guys, and they can help you do what you need to have done. But I want to tell you instead, I grabbed the wrong piece of copy about the folks at Rescue, res-q.com. It was amazing things they can do for you if you're caring about your health, if you want to make sure you get healthy and stay healthy, if you want to live heart smart, believe me, paying attention to your cholesterol goals is a very important element of that. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements have been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals. They're supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 soft gels. I use those soft gels every single day, and they're great. And now, with every bottle, you get one free. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. To get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free, again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com and do it today.
Time for news headlines, and here with all the latest is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Boulevard County Police investigating a homicide in Timonium. Officers called to the 1200 block of Oakcroft Drive at around 8:30 Monday night. When they arrived, they found a woman with apparent trauma to the upper body. 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information that could help in the investigation is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. 19-year-old Alexis Cancel Soto has been found guilty in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. A jury convicted Cancel Soto of first-degree murder, a conspiracy to commit murder, attempted first-degree murder, and firearm charges. Cameron Holt, the victim, was shot, and she died around 2 weeks after the October 2024 shootout that also injured a man. Cancel Soto will be sentenced December 3rd. His two co-defendants, Deshaun Clark and Devontae Richardson, also charged in the case. Their trials, multiple trials, are expected to begin next month. The man convicted of stabbing an East Baltimore Medical Center employee in June 2024 has been sentenced. Earlier this year, 37-year-old Brian Cherry was found guilty of attempted first-degree murder for the attack that injured the employee. And Tuesday, he was sentenced to life with all but 40 years suspended. Cherry is also facing murder charges in the deaths of 29-year-old Autumn Harvey and her 75-year-old grandmother, Iona Sellers, in their Middle River home 2 weeks after the stabbing. Pick 3 lottery from last night was 108. Your pick 4, 7791. And in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the 3s.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
8:33, traffic weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
We have some police activity in Dundalk now. Heads up, local traffic, 1800 block of Port Ship Road. Might be a perimeter set up there, so I just want to give you a heads up for that, that you'll have a number of flashing lights arriving. Had a couple of fire calls in the city. I don't think either one is too busy, but 2000 block West North Avenue and then Eastern Avenue at Ponca Street over on the east side. The pace finally is getting better coming up the Beltway from Frederick Road through Route 4. And it looks like finally that broken down vehicle, all of that stuff, whatever it was, has been there all morning, is gone north of I-70, and the traffic is moving much more freely now heading up to Liberty Road. Looks like some rain again on the west side of the Beltway, aggravating that backup moving south from 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. On and off showers will continue today. Cloudy, breezy, and still cool too, with highs in the upper 60s. Some leftover showers will continue tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. We are drying things out tomorrow with decreasing clouds on Thursday and highs back in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles and White Sox this afternoon. On the south side of Chicago, the Birds sending Tyler Wells to the Hill at 2:10 p.m. looking for the sweep after last night's 8-7 squeaker over the White Sox.
Basayo drills one down the line. It will tuck inside the pole. A Basayo bomb to right. 420 majestic feet.
Kevin Brown had to call on Masson. Both Basayo and Dylan Beavers homering in the same game for the first time in their MLB careers. On a night when the O's were eliminated from playoff contention, much to the disappointment of infielder Gunnar Henderson.
We played really good ball. It's just a matter of, limiting those bad stretches and getting back to what we do. And I feel like we kind of found our identity.
Ravens back at it this morning as they get set for an AFC North tilt against the Lions. They'll be in town on Monday night with that high-powered offense.
Brady was it. Fake to Gibbs. Goff to play Jamison Williams. Across midfield. Still going. Inside the 30. Cuts to the inside.
You're not going.
Brought down at the 12.
64-yard pickup from Goff to Jameson Williams. That was Kenny Albert with the call on Fox. Goff threw for 344 and 5 scores on Sunday as Detroit hung 52 on the Bears. Both receivers, Jameson Williams and Amon St. Brown, went over 100 in the game. Do you think the Dolphins are in trouble these days? They're 0-2 with a gun-shy quarterback and a head coach who sounds like this in the postgame.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game. Honestly, and that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10. And
I can't even listen anymore. That is not AI, by the way. That is Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Birthdays today, September 17th, 1985. The Great Eight, Alex Ovechkin, turns 40 years old today. And who can ever forget this?
Crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Every time I hear it, goosebumps every single time. Joe B with the call. One of the greatest records in the history of sport belongs to the Great Eight. Also, Patrick Mahomes turns 30 today, born in 1995. On this day, 105 years ago today, the National Football League was born in Canton, Ohio. 12 teams pay $100 each to join the American Professional Football Association. And 70 years ago today, 1955, the great Brooks Robinson makes his Major League debut, 2-for-4 with an RBI, as the O's beat the Senators. 3-1 was the final. Time now is 8:37. When we return, this young man was raised right.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Only two members of the American Football Pro Football Association are still playing.
Really?
Two teams.
From 1920.
Yeah.
The Bears.
They were the Decatur.
Decatur. Or were they the Staleys, right?
The Staleys. Okay.
And the Packers?
Good guess, but the Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah, the Racine Cardinals.
Racine,
are
Wisconsin.
Now the Arizona Cardinals.
So Racine had two professional teams back in the day because they had the Women's Professional Baseball League team, right? And the Racine Cardinals. Hey, let me tell you, the
coach, I want to make sure I write this down correctly. Apparently, he says to win the game, you have to do what was it again? Oh, to win the game.
Yeah.
To win the game. You have to win the game. Why didn't I ever think of this?
I don't know. You know, I had to replay that a few times just to make sure it wasn't AI. And I was and then I Googled it a little bit more, and it wasn't. So that was Mike McDaniel. They're in trouble.
Win the game.
Let me tell you this story real quick. This was in Pressbox, actually, our sports content provider. We have a partnership with them. This is a great story. Local kid, Sidney Stewart, at a Concordia Prep High School in Towson, played for Joe Battaglia, the son of Buzz Battaglia there, got a scholarship to Maryland. He plays defensive end. He's a great, great young player. NIL money. Okay, donated $4,000 back to his high school to provide uniforms and support to his high school, whom he absolutely loves. It's a story we don't hear often enough, and when I get a chance to look at it and know it, I want to deliver it.
Yeah.
By the way, I just had news, Grandpa. The grandchild's name is going to be Ovechkin.
and her middle name's going to be Eight.
Eight. Ovechkin Eight.
Ovechkin Eight.
Call her Ovi.
Very good. Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
See you guys tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you then.
Are you straight to the hospital?
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Someone did send me a message regarding a vigil for Charlie Kirk tomorrow in Harford County. So I'll see if I can find it for you. And I think it's going to be held in Harford County. It's the Towson University chapter of Turning Point USA. It's Friday night, September 19th. I believe it's at 7 p.m. But I'll get the details before we sign off the air and make sure that you know more about that. A lot of questions are being asked about the city-state partnership. We'll get to those in just a second. But Brian in Elkridge wanted to weigh in on the bathroom agenda in Anne Arundel County Public Schools.
Morning, Brian. Brian?
Not Brian Kunager, fell out of cell. I found it. Yanni sent me a text this morning. Sean and Bruce, Towson University Chapter Turning Point USA will be holding a prayer vigil Friday night, September 19th, 7 p.m. It'll be held at Shucks Regional Park in Hartford County. All right, it's Friday night at 7, Shucks Regional Park in Hartford County. So remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a big press conference, Governor Moore and Mayor Scott, and they bring all their big guns out, the MDTA, the MSP, Baltimore City PD, to announce that they were going to surge all their assets into the city. This was right after President Trump has suggested the National Guard was going to come into Baltimore. Mm-hmm. This was their answer. And remember, there was several members of the police chief of the Maryland Department of Transportation Authority, Colonel Butler of the MSP, and then we heard from Commissioner Worley of the BPD.
So what you see here is a collaboration. And for the citizens of Baltimore City, we're here with you.
We intend to go out and provide the services that you need to feel safe and enhance the safety you already feel. Doesn't matter whether you're traveling around the state of Maryland, through the city of Baltimore, everyone has the right to feel safe, to feel secure, and we intend to do everything in our power to continue that.
Adding additional resources to our neighborhoods is one important step towards creating safer communities and improving the quality of life in our city.
And that was Commissioner Worley was the last one you heard there. But so the governor just recently is now pointing the finger at former governor Lockdown Larry for the crime rates in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland, and says it's really Governor Moore who's responsible for getting these crime rates down.
That we have helped to break the back of violent crime, that scourge of violent crime that we were seeing before we came on board.
Scourge of violent crime before we came on board. Well, there's still a scourge of it. It's just much younger these days. Did you hear that Blandair Park, regional park in Columbia, there was a shootout in broad daylight. Actually, it was early in the evening in the park the other night. 12 to 15 shots fired. Nobody was hit, but vehicles were struck, and they did arrest three 18-year-olds and a 15-year-old. Attempted first degree in Columbia's Blandair Park. And I would think that maybe you could surge your assets to protect American Maryland women like, oh, I don't know, Kayla Hamilton,
yeah,
or Rachel Morne or Dakara Thompson. Down to the most recent one that has been brutally murdered by an illegal alien. How about if we do that? How about we assign our state agencies to start cooperating with ICE and the feds and help rounding up these illegal aliens?
Strange concept. Really. You're so far out of the box. I mean, who's going to do that kind of thing? It's too sensible. 8:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Minor accident on the Beltway, of course, you know, with the rain. Interloop right at Providence Road. The deputies are now blocking the right lane. The wrecker is there already. So we're getting two lanes by, kind of almost three lanes because they're in the exit lane towards Providence Road. But a little bit of a backup there as you're coming on the interloop from Delaney Valley Road. Some areas on the Beltway getting rain again. So it's just slow from Parkville into Towson. The interloop through Green Spring through Pikesville. Still 795 all the way down to Frederick Road on the west side. The interloop, slow recovery. We had problems a lot of the rush hour this morning on the interloop up around I-70. Much better now at Frederick Road coming up through there. And, of course, the late backing is still there at both the harbor tunnels. As you're coming south, we're still at least 20 to 25-minute delays southbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, showers on and off throughout the day today, cloudy, breezy, and highs in the upper 60s, overnight lows in the low 60s, and drying out and warming up for the rest of the weekend. So get through today and tomorrow and enjoy. Right now we've got some drizzle and 66 in Annapolis. It's 60 and raining in Reisterstown. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. There's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. In Arizona, there is a cow. The cow's name is Moo Tilda. Mutilda escaped the slaughterhouse, and her escape went viral the other day. Was recorded running around the street. In order to save Mutilda, Amy Takaha, who's founder and owner of Amy's Farm Animal Sanctuary, raised $2,500 in 24 hours to save Mutilda from the slaughterhouse and give her a good home. You know, so hopefully she lives a long, healthy life. You've heard of aged beef, but this is ridiculous. But here is Amy talking. Did I load it? I forgot to load it.
And poor Cal must have had a beef about something.
Yeah, absolutely. So I forgot to load the audio. But anyway, it's a good story, and we'll get it another day. That was on me. Brought to you by our good friends at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Knowings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road, Knowings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
WCVM, Baltimore.
All right, so we talked a little bit earlier about Cash Patel on the Hill yesterday. He really gave it to Shifty Schiff, saying, called him a political buffoon, and you're a coward, and you shouldn't even be in Congress with all his nonsense about Russia. He also went after Cory Booker. They had a very good exchange.
Yes.
But I think one of the highlights for me, besides Operation Arctic Frost, was Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri, I think, delivered a devastating takedown of the left's both sides narrative on political violence. And he did it in under 2 minutes, and I thought you would enjoy hearing as he brings the brutal receipts on the left-wing attacks that have been carried out over the last several years.
We've heard years of the left. Their loudest voice is calling anyone on the right extremist MAGA Republicans, fascists, Nazis, an existential threat to democracy. Check yourself. And don't give me this both sides. Mr. Director, I want to ask you. Tell me if each one of the following perpetrators or alleged perpetrators were acting from a left-wing or right-wing political violence. The man who tried to kill Republican congressman at the congressional baseball practice, nearly killing House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. Left-wing or right-wing violence?
Sir, I believe it was a left-wing ideology.
Okay. Burn down cities during the Summer of Love in the George Floyd riots. Left-wing violence or right-wing violence?
Sir, I'll rely on you on these. I don't have off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Okay. Left wing. The Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre. Left wing or right wing violence? Left wing. The Lee Zeldin stabbing attempt. Left wing or right wing? Left wing. The Covenant School shooting in Nashville. Left wing or right wing? Left wing. The Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt on President Trump. Left wing or right wing? Left wing. The Trump International West Palm Beach assassination attempt. Left wing. The Abundant Life Christian School shooting. Left wing. The United Care CEO's murder, left wing. Tesla's burned, keyed, damaged, firebomb, left wing, left wing. The murders at the Israeli embassy, left wing. The ICE facilities firebombed, left wing. The Minnesota Catholic school shooting, left wing. The anti-white Charlotte in North Carolina stabbing, left wing. The attempted Utah News State firebombing, left wing. And now, of course, the culmination of this vile trend, a left-wing assassination of Charlie Kirk. So don't give me this both sides. If we want to get to unity, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Free speech, yes. Political violence, no. But let's be honest.
And I think the point here is, look, not all political violence is left-wing, but right. Most of it, predominantly, most of it is.
Yeah. The moment anybody says this left-winger who killed Charlie Kirk, I see on my social media, the lefties say, well, what about those legislators in Minnesota? Yep, it was right-wing. He was. There are right-wing loons as well. The problem is much of the violence right now is coming from the left wing in the society. And a larger cultural issue, it doesn't matter one hell of a lot whether it's left wing or right wing. If you're in the process of destroying something, the thing you're destroying isn't going to check on your ideology. It's just going to fight back. And if we don't fight back and insist on some degree of comedy, C-O-M-I-T-Y, in this country, we're lost. We're lost. We're at a dangerous place already.
And yet,
this is a turning point.
We still see people online on X, on other social media platforms, and some legislators doubling down.
Yeah,
doubling down on the violent rhetoric, until they bottom out.
They love it.
Many of them have not yet. Until they do bottom out, they're not going to learn their lessons. 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Rob Carson Show.
That you would dance around like a demon and say, Charlie Kirk is dead, Charlie Kirk is dead. Of course you're going to lose your job. Any good company would say you've got to lose your job. We can't have that here. You're out of your mind. There's something missing in your soul. There's something very wrong with you. If you celebrate the murder of Charlie Kirk, a father of two kids, a wonderful man, a godly man.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll say it again, I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. If we don't cherish the very young in this society, and that's not just to talk about whether or not they have the baby. This is broader than that. Do you care enough to make sure your kids get educated? Do you care enough to make sure they're home at night? If we don't value the youth in this society, we make them into something disposable, they will dispose of the older generation next, and it will all become simply whether or not you're utilitarian and able to work in a utilitarian environment or not. Because once you're no longer utilitarian, you have no value to the state, and you can be done away with. That's simply the way that game is played. We better become damn well aware of that, because we're right there right now. And Charlie Kirk was not utilitarian for those people who viewed him as such, so he can be done away with. No problem. He's not human. He's just a thing. That's how we see stuff now. It's just sick. 8:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
They're slowing on the Beltway through Towson. The Interloop, if you're coming over from York Road through Delaney Valley, there's a wreck on the right side at Providence Road. So they're looking at it. It's in the deceleration lane as you're coming off the Beltway, exiting onto Providence. But a vehicle is in the grass behind the guardrail. So they have to probably going to have to block the right lane eventually to get that vehicle out of there. So that's the reason for the backup. Normally not there this time of the morning. Everybody else is just responding to some rain showers that just went through. Parkville side still backed up. The Interloop towards the JFX. The west side still jammed up, and it's going to be there for a while. 795 going down through Frederick Road. All the late backing going south into both the harbor tunnels. We're still 20 minutes plus on the southbound side of 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast to showers on and off throughout the day today. Tonight, otherwise cloudy, breezy, and we're going to be in the upper 60s. Tonight, in the low 60s. Tomorrow, drying out, warming up into the low 80s. And right now, we are at 63 and cloudy in Middle River, 67 in Stevensville.
All right. This guy's a criminologist. His name is David Urban. He was on CNN, I believe, this past weekend. Here are some numbers that should scare you. He's gone through a couple of very recent studies, and this is what he has found about where people are philosophically when it comes to the value of human life across the political spectrum.
roughly 40%, 39.7% of Democrats supported the use of force to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. And when he looked at the crosstabs, he said 55% of that 40% supported assassination of Donald Trump. Similarly, Rutgers University Social Perception Lab study found that 55% of self-described leftists, this is out of April this year, said 55% would support assassination of Donald Trump as a legitimate means to remove him.
See, it no longer has utility. So it's okay to begin to talk in these kinds of terms. The terms are horrible. I mean, get through the first part. A little bit muddy when he said it. But if you're talking about that percentage of people who were used, they'll use force. And half of those people, which is almost half the population, say, you could assassinate him, that's cool. That's a quarter of the population. A quarter of us are simply viewing people not as people, not of having value and worth because they are alive, because they have a God, because they worship God, because they are good people or bad people or in between people. They're simply being worshipped because they're utilitarian. When it's no longer utilitarian, get them out of the assembly line.
It was former President Reagan who said freedom is never one more than one generation away from extinction. That's the short version. And I think what's happening here is you're watching younger people that have been indoctrinated in these Marxist madrasas called universities, and they have turned them against capitalism. The crony capitalism has helped to do that as well. So, again, we need to do a better job as capitalists, as free market folks, of educating people why embracing socialism and communism is such a horrible idea. And then we need to do a better job of holding these Marxist madrasas accountable.
To tie a ribbon on this, don't forget, it was one of the founders who said that this form of government, our form of government, is only effective and only be able to be used for a good and religious people. If we don't have that core, that spiritual core that sees each of us as having value inherent in being human, then we're all just utilitarian cogs in a machine, and the machine will do away with us when it's convenient. Forget Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel, said, you know, basically, we should talk about how at what age we snuff you out.
75. Because,
yeah, you're no longer useful to us.
Once you hit 75, you're done.
You're done. We're just going to wash you out because you're a thing. That's where we are. It's so dangerous, and we're just kind of blasé about it. We make a joke out of these yuckles who go around basically trying to disrupt vigils for a dead man who did no one violence. He was simply having a controversial, in some minds, point of view. It's just, it's amazing for me to think that we're there. One more from Urban. He said the Democrats are trying to force all conservatives out of the town square so that their philosophy is the only philosophy available to be considered.
There is something specifically targeting kind of people on the right. If you remember, Sarah Huckabee Sanders went to a restaurant where she was shouted out, wasn't allowed to dine, and was forced out, and you had Maxine Waters saying, don't give these Trumpers any quarter.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Well, we're here at the place where this is a party with really no ideas. No really salvageable ideas left. They're desperate that they're embracing socialism and communism in these major cities. The other party so far has ideas, and that's the reason why they won the election. And so when you have no ideas and the other party has ideas, what do? You get rid of the people with the ideas.
Yeah.
Because they're a threat to your
power. Then you have the only available choice. You know, we have no ideas, but hey, there's nobody else around. We did them all away. It's sad. It's grim. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, and it is shifting and things are changing right now, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steele. If you've tried selling your home and it didn't sell, and now the listing you had contracted has expired, think again. Call Vinny Steele. Vinny is Maryland's real estate expert. He makes buying and selling your home so simple. The real estate agent you choose, especially right now, matters, and I strongly suggest you talk with Vinny and you choose Vinny Steele. He makes buying or selling simple. Make sure you get multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home. And you can find out about this by calling Vinny or going online and seeing for yourself. And his stats, this is what really comes to town. 12,700 buyers in waiting, people who want to buy a house right now. And he sells homes almost three times faster and almost 3% more money than the average agent. Those are the numbers you want on your side. Using the latest marketing techniques, his upfront written guarantee is very simple. Vinny will sell your home at an agreed-on price and take possession date, or he'll buy it himself. Go online and find him, VinnySteele.com, or call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.